are you?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel.
I don't understand.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel.
You're a fucking asshole.
What?
What are you talking about?
You're
a fucking asshole. Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel. Dr. Roy Gerbel. Dr. Roy.
What?
Gerbel!
You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 600. It's brought to you by Ernie M., Synthhead, Teen Wolf Jesus, Brennan, and the Real Crazy Kraz. They support the show. You should, too, by going to patreon.com/phonelizers. So back in the day, about a year ago, I guess. I mean, I do two shows a week, maybe not quite that, but that makes a year about 100 shows. And 100 shows ago, back in episode 500, I decided to make a show that was the show, like, if you were going to recommend the Snowplow Show to people, you would say, hey, go back and listen to episode 500, because that's the best Snowplow Show ever. And it's basically a best of show. It's a trick, you know? It's like just like all the best pranks that I think I got help from the listeners to pick out what were the best pranks to play. You know, like every 100 episodes of the Snowplow Show from now on should be a best of show. I think that's what I'm trying to say. I'm not going to do new pranks in today's show. I'm going to do best of stuff. I'm going to do the best pranks of the past 1 year. And according to my records, 1 year ago was October 2nd, 2018. That was episode 501. I don't think I'm making any sense, you guys. Look, I'm just going to play a bunch of pranks, which may or may not be the best pranks of 2019 and a little bit of 2018. I posted a thing on the PLA group, which is facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA, that said, hey, tell me what your favorite pranks are. Give me some timestamps and some episode numbers, some URLs and shit. And you guys gave me a few things. I don't know if it's enough to do a whole show. So I was thinking I could just go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, because every time there's a really good prank call that happens on this show, I'm like, holy shit, that was great. I'm going to put that on youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. So I'm on that YouTube channel right now. I'm just going to kind of play stuff that happened since October 2nd, 2018. And it looks like that starts with this prank here, which was on October 11th, 2018. And I think this is a new one. See, that's the problem. I don't know if these are new ones. I don't know if these are things from 3 years ago. I might accidentally get some older stuff in here, but that's okay, because the YouTube channel acts as a best of type thing anyway. So let's just start with this. This one's 4 minutes long. It's a package delivery thing called How Dare You, which, to my credit, I'm pretty sure this happened before the whole Greta climate change girl thing. I think she stole this from me, basically. I think I need to sue her. But yeah, this is one of those package delivery things, which I do believe I started within the past year, called How Dare You. It's probably a UPS call. Let's play this one and see what happens.
Hello.
Hey there, it's Roy from FedEx.
Yeah.
And we delivered a package there. I guess it was on Monday, a couple Mondays ago. And I guess you were at the window and you thought it'd be funny to wink your butthole at the driver. And we can't have that.
Are you sick?
Sick.
Are you, like, really sick? And are you... I want some proof that you're calling from FedEx. I'm going to file a complaint. I have never heard such a thing in my life.
Well, no, we're the ones that should be upset, not you, because you're the one that's at the window.
No, I'm upset. How dare you? I am a businesswoman. How dare you call with this complaint? Who's ever said that is sick in the head.
Well, you have no right to wink your butthole at our drivers.
Excuse me?
And
you know what? You know what? This is a bunch of bullshit. If someone has a complaint, I want them to come to this store and tell me, and I am going to file a complaint, because I don't believe this is FedEx. First of all, you don't make calls on Sundays. And
yes,
second of all, that never happened. And third of all, let me finish. And if one of your drivers claim that, You ought to fire him on the spot, because if you don't, I'll make sure he gets fired. Do you understand me?
It was two different drivers. They both
said you understand
me? They both said you're winking your butthole.
How dare you? How dare you? You're pissing me off. How dare you? What? I'm filing a formal complaint.
It pisses me off.
How dare you?
It pisses me off that you're winking your butthole at my drivers.
How dare you? I don't believe you. I don't believe you. What is your name?
I already told you. It's Roy. You should listen.
No. I want a last name.
Okay, well, you don't have to yell at me. I'm not the one that winked my butthole.
I can't believe you're making this call. FedEx has more integrity than that. And if you are FedEx, shame on you.
Well, why does it have anything to do with integrity if you're winking your butthole at my drivers?
Listen, you know what? You're not FedEx. Go do something better in your life.
Then what are you getting upset for?
Pardon me?
Who's that laughing in the background? It's just a big old joke to you guys.
Who is that laughing in the background? That's my disabled husband, who's a vet. He's laughing. He can't hear the whole conversation, but he's hearing some of it. How dare you? My God. You know how long I've been dealing with FedEx? Do you know who I am? I have integrity in this community. How dare you?
Well,
I don't believe you anyway.
Right. It doesn't give you the right to wink your butthole at
people. I think this is a bunch of baloney.
It does not give you the right to wink your butthole at my drivers just because you have integrity.
Okay, I'm ending this phone call, and if you call here again, I'm calling FedEx on Monday, and I'm going to find out if this is legit.
Oh, it's legit. You'll talk to me when you call. You'll see.
Who are you?
This is Roy. I already told you.
No, I want to know what your position is, Roy.
I'm the manager here at the local office.
Where's the local office,
Roy? You fucking idiot. It's right here.
Oh, excuse me? What did you just say?
I said it's right here.
No. What was that you just said?
No, I didn't say anything. You're hearing things.
I heard what I heard.
No.
I'm ending this phone call because I'm not wasting my valuable time, and I'm going to just find out the facts, and I'm going to file a formal complaint
against
you.
Well, I tell you what, if you wink your butthole at any of my drivers again, we won't deliver to your place.
Ah, shit. Like on the YouTube channel, it's doing the ending video type thing. The weird old AT&T commercial, whatever. I don't know. But yeah, that was definitely a new one. I don't even remember doing that one because I have a horrible memory and I can't remember anything. So how do I remember that it's a new one? I don't know, you guys. But anyway, that's what we're going to be doing today. On today's show, we're just going to be playing old prank calls. Basically, we're going to be listening to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica together today. It's like we're watching YouTube together. What a great show this is going to be. But also, I posted that thing on the Phone Losers group. Some people, they gave some timestamps and URLs and stuff to me of places I should go. So at some point, we're going to start listening to those. So this won't just be listening to YouTube together. This is going to be other stuff too. And, you know what? I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show. I need to mention this because I don't think I'm going to get another show out before Monday. On Monday, this coming Monday, December 16th. Man, I am all over the place on this show. I'm sorry, you guys. On Monday, December 16th, I'm going to be doing a show with Dom the Bomb from the Super Phone Brothers. Basically, he's replacing me as the brand new Strange Life. He's saying fuck you to Strange Life, and he's inviting me to come onto his show, and I'm going to be a part of the brand new Super Phone Brothers 2.0. No, that's not true. I'm sorry, Strange Life. I'm just kidding. I'm not the new Strange Life, but I will be doing a show with Dom the Bomb on December 16th, which is Monday, at some point after 1 p.m. I don't know exactly when. We didn't really settle on a time, but I feel like I should announce it now because otherwise I probably won't get around to announcing this before it actually happens. So be on Prank Call Nation's Mixler on Monday, which is mixler.com/prankcallnation. Usually it's Dom the Bomb and Strange Life doing a show together. They do the Super Phone Brothers. They did a show today, but it was just Dom the Bomb and what's his face? Dragonmere. And that was kind of fun to listen to. Strange Life, I don't know if he got a life or found a girlfriend or what, but he doesn't do a lot of shows anymore these days. It's just Dom the Bomb and whoever else he can find. So this Monday morning, 1 p.m. Pacific time, that's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be doing a show together. It's going to be the best thing ever. Don't miss it. Let's see what's next. It looks like there's a bunch of bullshit on the Phone Losers channel. A bunch of these Mr. Dabalino's Wonderful World of Prank Calls episodes that I put on here all at once. What was I thinking? And here's one that's definitely an old one, where it's like one of those lube job calls where a guy didn't bring his car to Walmart or something. I don't know. But here's one that's new. I'm pretty sure this is from the past year. This is a best of call. This is called Front Lawn Service Elevator Prank Call. And I remember this one very well. It's kind of a long one. It's 14 minutes long. But this one is fucking awesome. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, Dave?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the city of...
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard today.
What?
We're going to be digging a hole in the middle of your front yard today.
And why would you do that?
It's for a service elevator. We're working in the tunnels underneath your house. And they cross right through your front lawn.
Can you give me your name again?
Sure, it's Roy.
Roy, and what's the last name?
Who?
What is the phone number you are calling from?
It's on your caller ID. It's the...
And who's your immediate supervisor?
It'd be Chris Tompkinson.
Chris?
Yeah.
Tompkinson?
What are you getting all this information for? I'm just letting you know we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard today.
I understand. This is a rather surprise that I'm getting a call this soon, with no advance notice, and I want to find out whether this is some kind of prank or what's going on. What is the phone number of your immediate supervisor?
Why would it be a prank? We're just like...
I have no idea, but pranks are all over the place now. Haven't you paid attention to the news? There are all sorts of gimmicks out there where people will come do things to your house and then try to charge you.
I just
want to make sure I get an advance call in. Just to make sure this is truly honest and you do work for the city and that this is your supervisor and he's aware of what's going
on.
Okay,
listen.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Settle down. Okay, look, we're working on the tunnels underneath your house. We're city workers. We're not going to charge you for this.
I understand that. I just want to make sure that I am clear that this is not a fraud case.
It's not a fraud case. Listen, we're underneath your house right now. We're in the tunnels. We're underneath your front lawn. And we're digging upwards. So we're going to be digging a hole.
And the name of the phone number of your immediate supervisor, Chris Tompkins, is?
The phone number?
Yes.
That's the same one I'm calling from on your caller ID.
So if I call that number, I will be able to reach him?
Yeah. It goes straight to this office, and we can just transfer you. He's not
even in. Transfer me now.
Okay, well, he's not in. Carol's in. Do you want to talk to Carol?
Who's Carol?
Carol's his supervisor. She's the department supervisor. You want me to get her?
Yes, put her on the phone.
Okay, yeah, let me put you on hold here. It'll just take a second. I got a pager.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the...
Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy good enough.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Carol, who do you work for?
I'm with the city of...
And do you know a person named Chris Tompkins, and does he report directly to you?
Of course he does, yeah. He's the head guy here.
And he reports to you, or you report to him?
Oh, he reports to me. I'm just saying he's in charge of all the minions here, working in the highway department and the street department.
I just got a call from someone named Roy who tells me that there's going to be a big hole in my front yard.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just trying to find out...
This must be Dave, right? Yeah, they're in some tunnels underneath your house right now.
And why didn't I get advance notice that there's going to be a big hole in my yard?
Well, it's just going to be there for a couple days. We're installing a service elevator in your front lawn.
Why didn't I find out about this ahead of time to find out if I have any rights about what's going on and a big hole in my front yard?
Well, we don't want to make a big deal of it.
It's my property, so it is a big deal for me. I understand it's no big deal for you. You go and tear up anybody's yard, but it's a big deal for me.
Well, you won't be able to see the service elevator. It's going to be hidden. We're going to put grass on top of it.
Not going to see this hole in the ground?
Well, no, you'll see it this weekend. But it'll be...
So it is a big deal for me, is what you're saying.
Well, no, it's not really. Like, you're just making a big deal of it.
Yes, I do. It's my property.
So it's just...
And I don't like to get a phone call that tells me they're going to put a hole right in my front yard, and I've got no say in this whatsoever. I've got no recourse to take this up with people in the city to find out what's going on and why I have to do this, why it has to be my front yard.
It's just for a few days.
This is... fired at me at the last minute.
I know.
No evidence noticed whatsoever. And what I'm understanding is you're responsible for that.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to put a service elevator in your front lawn. You won't see it. You're the one
who decided to put a hole in my front yard with no advance notice, and that is what you are accepting responsibility for.
Yeah, I signed the paperwork. It was me personally. Me and Chris, we high-fived each other.
So you're the one that I should really hammer on this, because you're the one that's doing it. That's what I wanted to know. I'm not ready to accept this in my front yard.
Okay?
Not until I hear about it, until I have a legal course to find out what I can do about this. Maybe nothing.
Probably nothing. Listen, Dave. Listen, okay? It's not a big deal. You're making a big deal out of nothing. It's just going to be a service elevator. You won't even see it. Occasionally, you'll see it rise up, and people are going to come out of your front lawn.
That is a horrible thing to have. Having people pop up in the front of my yard. This is not something I want to do.
Yeah, but you won't even know it's there.
And you're telling me I have no say in what does happen in my front yard and my property.
They just need an easy way to get into the tunnels now and again.
You are telling me that you are doing this and I have no recourse to control what is happening on my property.
It's just a service elevator. You're acting like it's something crazy.
You're trying to avoid the answer that I'm getting to. You're telling me I have no options on this. I must accept this in my front yard.
Yes, you must. As a renter of the city, you must accept this.
That's what I wanted to hear, and I have no recourse. There's no legal recourse. I can't take this up with the city council. I can't take this up with any of my elected representatives to have this changed. There is absolutely no choice I have. I have to suffer the penalty for this.
Yep, they're underneath
and
your
the
yard
city of
right
Williamsburg
now.
Will be responsible for any legal action against this because they gave me no chance to change it.
Oh, hell
and
no.
What you're telling me is wrong.
If
you're telling me that I do have a legal right, that I have a right to get a lawyer, I have a right to represent this, I have a right to stop this, then clearly you have to admit to that and suffer the consequence of that because
Dave,
you're telling me flat out I have no right whatsoever to object to this.
Dave, look, just shut the fuck up. It's not a big deal. It's just going to be a couple of days and you'll never know it's there.
We're not asking about big deals. We're asking about a legal right I have and you're saying no.
Look, just
I have no legal right to stop this whatsoever.
Just go watch TV and pretend it's not happening. It's not a big deal.
Hey, I can watch PTV and have a gunman walk into my house and shoot people.
What?
That's a stupid result.
What?
You are telling me, and this is what you're standing behind, that I have no legal recourse. I can go out, I can get my attorney on the phone today, and I cannot have any legal right to stop this.
Well, if you want to waste your money, go ahead and get your attorney. But it doesn't matter. It's going to be all fixed in a couple of days. It's very fast process.
It's not a fast process I'm concerned about. It's a legal right on my property. And you've told me I've got no legal right.
Okay, look, you guys, I got to interrupt this. What the fuck is this guy's problem? This is insane. We are exactly one half of the way through this call. Can you believe that? This thing goes on another 7 minutes. And he is just freaking the fuck out. I don't understand why. Like, he's just like a bored old man looking for something to fight. Should I really just keep playing this? I mean, I have to play this. It's really great. I remember the whole thing about Jesus Christ, so I can't just not play that. But holy crap. I hope you're enjoying this, because I'm enjoying this. This guy's got fucking problems. I wish I had his number. You know, I wish I'd saved these people's numbers. And I could call them back 9 months later or whenever it's been. Or I guess for this guy, it's been over a year at this point because I posted this video on November 11th. But wouldn't that be fun to just call this guy back and say, hey, are you okay? I know you freaked out a little over a year ago, but you realize now it was a prank, right? It was just a joke. I was just joshing with you. I really should just start keeping phone numbers of people, but then I would be tempted to keep them forever. I'd be pranking them for decades at a time, like with Mildred Money. That's my whole problem with keeping people's phone number. But yeah, I really wish I had this guy's phone number. I want to call him back and see, you know, what the aftermath was. Maybe I'll start doing that this year. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, let's play the rest of this call. I guess, like, you know, tomorrow or whatever would be the time to start writing down numbers. Maybe I'll start doing that. The people that are really just completely insane, maybe I'll start saving their numbers to a list. And when we get to episode 700, if that ever happens, who knows what's going to happen with me. But if we get to episode 700, maybe we'll call people like this and say, hey, remember when I pranked you? What happened? Did you tell a lot of people about it? Did it make your life more interesting? Did it give you something to talk about? Did it turn you into an activist? I don't know. Let's just stop this.
The elevator is already built.
That is wrong.
The elevator's
if
already
that
down
is wrong,
there.
The city should suffer the consequences for this.
Look, sir, the elevator's already built. It's already down there. They just got to dig the holes.
And how does he even fucking believe this, you guys? Like, how does he believe this? How does he believe that there's a gigantic service elevator and there's a door that's going to come up out of his lawn? What the fuck is this guy's problem? I really want to talk to this guy right now.
So it can come up through your yard.
I wanted advance notice on this to find out what my legal rights are, and you're not giving me that opportunity.
Well, it's too late, because they're already digging the hole. It should just take another hour or so, and they'll have the hole dug from the bottom up into your yard.
Carol, can I have your last name?
And then they're going to send a truck up on the elevator. Like, the elevator is big enough to load a truck onto.
Carol, may I have your last name?
Yes. It is Gersperms.
Can you spell that?
Yes, G-E-R-S-E-B-E-R-M-S. Gersperms. As in, I love Gersperms.
And you have heard me very clearly. I do not want this.
I'll not want this
until I can find out my legal rights. And you are doing it over my objection to have people dig holes in my front yard without giving me advance notice, and you're saying you don't care, you're just going to do it.
Yeah, so it's clear, that's what you're saying.
I have no legal right whatsoever. You popped this on me within minutes, and they're digging a hole in my yard.
Yeah, and it's not going to be just an elevator for people. It's going to be an elevator for cars. So trucks are going to occasionally come up out of your lawn and just drive away. Like, there's a dump truck on the elevator right
now. You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
No, they're loading all the dirt into the dump truck. So once they get that hole dug, they're just going to hit the button, and the dump truck's going to come up out of the lawn and drive away, and they're going to send a new...
Is there anybody in the city of I can contact immediately to have this stopped?
We got to do this. We need the service elevator. We've got a lot of stuff to do.
I understand you need something, but you don't have to do it on my property with no advance notice.
Well, do you want us to
That's a policy which absolutely should get someone fired for doing this without giving any advance notice. I think we will all agree the person responsible for this needs to be fired.
Well, your neighbors
There's no
have,
doubt about it.
Your neighbors have too many trees, and we didn't want to knock any trees down. You have a nice flat lawn out there.
So I don't have trees. So not having trees in my front yard, it's my problem.
Well, no, it's
That's
not a problem.
Stupid answer.
It's very convenient for us. Thank you.
But as long as we agree, I think everyone should think, the person that does this with giving no advance notice, no opportunity for the person to change this decision, that person has to be fired.
What? No, that would be me. I don't want to be fired. Don't fire me.
Well, that's what you're saying, then. You're making this decision, though. So who is your immediate supervisor that I can contact to work on getting you fired? That would be my prime objective.
Well, that's me.
No advance notice.
My immediate supervisor is Jesus Christ himself.
Okay, I will find that out, that that's what you told me. Don't deny that now. You told me Jesus Christ is your immediate supervisor.
That's right.
Is that what you're saying?
And he should be your immediate supervisor, too. Praise the Lord.
He is your immediate supervisor. And if I find out you're lying to me, you've got an immediate supervisor other than Jesus Christ, there's another reason why you obviously should be fired, right?
You can ask my pastor at the church. Jesus Christ is everyone's immediate supervisor.
You have no immediate supervisor in the city.
Oh, in the city. Oh, I thought you just meant, you know, like me, personally.
You know what I meant. Quit playing games with me.
I'm sorry. But it's true, though, because I'm a very religious woman.
I am not. And you're telling me I'm now subjected to your faith.
No, I didn't say anything like that. I didn't say you were a woman.
You told me that my immediate supervisor is Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't.
You are trying to impose your religious values on me.
I just said that he should be, and I did not call you a woman.
You're saying that my religious beliefs are wrong, that Jesus Christ should be my immediate supervisor.
Well, what are your religious beliefs?
You are criticizing my personal religious beliefs.
Well, I don't know what they are. What kind of religion do you do?
Hey, that's not important. But when I tell you Jesus Christ is not my immediate supervisor, you're telling me he should be.
Well, I'm just saying, in my opinion, he should be. If not, you're going to go to hell.
I'm going to hell if Jesus Christ is not my personal supervisor. You just sent more than 60% of the world
to
hell.
Well,
what a thing to say.
Well,
what a horrible thing to say.
Well, it's not,
the Christian religion is not dominant.
That's what the Bible says.
There's many people of different faiths, and you are saying they're all going to hell.
Well, that's what the Bible says.
What a horrible thing to say.
It's not me. It's the Bible saying it, and God. And
I don't care what your religion says, whether it's you or your religion says it. You're the one repeating it, that you have condemned over half the world to hell because they don't accept Jesus Christ.
Look, we're getting off topic here. There's much bigger things to
worry
about.
I know, so you get back to giving me your supervisor's name before you started this silliness.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I don't have a supervisor because I'm just a prank caller. I don't work for the city. You know? And I just made him hang up.
And then he just hangs up. That's the best. He just completely hangs up. Once he realizes it was a prank call, which he should have realized already. What was he thinking? That was real? How could he think that? I don't know. Let's see what's next. We've got 3D printing lost keys. I don't know. Is that a recent one? I don't know. 3D printing lost keys? That doesn't sound familiar. But I'm sure that's like a request that somebody did. So, I don't know. It's like a 10-minute long prank call. I don't know if I should do this. But whatever I do next, I definitely want to, do some of these Facebook group pranks next instead of just playing YouTube stuff. And I know the next one is definitely a new one from the past year because I remember this one from the summer. So I don't know. Let's just play this one. It's one about 3D printing lost keys and see what it is. Maybe it's good. I don't know.
How may I help you?
Oh, hey there. I found some keys about a month ago there. And
okay.
Did someone there lose some keys?
Where?
I don't know. They were in the gym.
Oh, they were in the gym. Okay.
Yeah.
They're
on a blue USA boxing lanyard, and they have a PCC tag.
Oh, okay.
Do you know anything about those?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, whose are these?
Those, I believe, would be Brian.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah. If you would just bring them to the front desk, that would be great.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm not going to bring the originals, though. I'm going to make a, I have a 3D printer, so I'm going to scan the entire thing in, like the lanyard and the PCC tag and all the keys and stuff, and I'm going to make a copy. It's going to be made out of plastic PVC, whatever it's called.
Okay.
So it's just going to be a copy I'm going to make. And like Ryan can have that. Is that cool?
Okay.
Is that fine?
Yeah. Can I ask why?
I'm going to sell the metal. I'm going to give it, like, I deal in metals. And, if I have metal, I'll just take it to the recycling center and they'll give me a couple bucks for it, for the metal and all this stuff.
Okay. Actually, can I ask you to just bring the originals?
Oh, no. I've already started the scan and the scan's going to be done in a few minutes and then it's going to start making the 3D print and then I'll be right up with the copy.
Okay.
It's a perfect replica, and this plastic stuff, it's stronger than metal.
Okay, can I ask your name?
Yeah, it's Roy.
Last name?
Zurbel. I'm a member there.
Okay.
Is there a manager in?
Yeah. Give me one second.
Okay.
But how come you need the originals anyway?
Hello, Austin speaking.
Oh, hey there. I found Ryan keys. They fell into my bag.
Okay. Yes.
And yeah.
Yep. Keep going.
Oh, what?
Sorry, you were. I thought I interrupted you in the middle of something, saying something.
No. Yeah, anyway, I'm going to bring them in, but I'm not going to bring the originals in. I've got a 3D printer, and I'm going to make a 3D copy of all the keys and the lanyard and the PCC tag. And I'm gonna just turn those in instead. Is that cool?
No. There are probably keys on there. Those are his property, so I wouldn't want you to copy anything that...
Well, I'm not going to keep them. I'm gonna melt them down.
We would prefer if you didn't, just because there are keys on there that would like be. Yeah, that would probably not be a good idea.
Yeah, but this plastic
stuff.
He might
have his house keys and his car keys and things like that. We would not want you to do that. That would be against the law for a lot of things.
Oh, I don't think it's against the law because he put these in my bag or something. I don't know why they're in my bag. I was cleaning out my bag and I found them. I figured
it would. I mean, no. Well, so like, if you were to take, because like, you would have to get permission from him for one. Two, I can't give you that kind of permission. Three, if you take somebody's property, it is against the law to copy keys for that. So, like, if for car keys, like, you have to go to the manufacturer to have them copied. You can't use a printer to do it. It's against the law for that one, as well as personal property keys. Like, if he rents an apartment or if he's renting his house, to copy that without the owner of the house's permission is also against the law.
Well, I'll scan them into my 3D printer, and then I'll melt them down. And then it won't be a copy. They'll be, they'll be the only surviving.
No, they'll still be a copy that would still be against the law.
I'll erase it from my computer.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, like, you can't do that. Like, it's still against the law. Like, it's not this like a state law. It's a national law. It's not.
Well, there.
So it's not something I'm just telling you. It's like a law.
Yeah. Well, my 3D printer, it does metal, so they're gonna look just like the originals. You won't even be able to tell.
No, I know. I'm telling you, like, you cannot do that.
I'm going to scan the lanyard in and everything. The lanyard's going to be a copy.
I'm telling you right now, you cannot do that.
Well, the lanyard's going to be a copy, too.
No, I'm telling you right now, you cannot copy any of those things. You need to bring in the originals.
But it's not illegal to copy a lanyard. I'm just doing a 3D scan of it. It's not a copy, really.
Yeah,
it's a scan.
Maybe it has sentimental value to him. You cannot copy any of that information.
Yeah, but it'll look the same. It'll look exactly the same.
I'm telling you, it does not matter. You cannot copy any of the information. You need to bring the originals in to him.
Well,
have his property back, because it is not your property.
But I'm not like a burglar or anything. I
completely understand that. I completely understand that, which is why you need to bring it in so he can have his property back. And if you want to ask him if he can make a copy of something, you may ask him that.
Well, do you have his phone number?
He will be into the gym tonight. I would prefer you to bring them in as soon as possible.
Oh, what time will he be in there?
I mean, he'll be in most of the night tonight, so you can come in at any point to drop off his property.
Well, I was just hoping I could talk to him. I'll try and get this copy made as soon as possible, then I can bring it in and give him the copy.
No, you can't make a copy of it.
No, I can't. It's easy. You just take a 3D scan.
I'm telling you that you cannot make a copy of it, not because it's not possible, but because it's illegal and it's not your property.
I don't think you're a lawyer, so I'm just going to make a copy.
What's your name? I'm sorry, sir. What's your name?
Roy Gerbel. I'm a member there. I come in all the time.
I understand, but I'm telling you that you cannot do that.
He'll like the copies better.
That's not the point. That's not the point, sir. I'm telling you, like, you can't do that. Like, I don't understand why you... If you want something to make a copy, I will give you several things that are not somebody's personal property to make a copy of. You cannot do that.
Well, no, it's not that. I just, the metal is more valuable than the metal that I use in my 3D printer, even though the 3D printer metal is better. So I'm going to melt it down and use it for some other things, for an experiment.
No, I'm sorry, sir. You can't do that. It's not your property. It's somebody else's property. You have to get permission to do that.
But I'm modifying the property, and then I'm giving him an exact replica.
Yeah, but it's not your property to modify.
He won't even know the difference. We don't even have to tell him.
Yes, we do have to tell him. He's been looking for it. It's not your property.
Well, I mean, I could bring in the copy, and I would just say, yep, this is the original.
No, that's still not okay. It's not okay to take somebody's property, and regardless of if you copy it.
Well, I think we should just agree to disagree.
No, we can't. That's the thing is, you have somebody's property.
I didn't steal it. Somebody put it in my bag, or it fell in there.
Yeah, I understand. You found it in your bag. I understand that. I'm telling you, it's not your property, sir. It belongs to somebody else, and without their express permission, I don't want you to modify or do anything with anybody else's property.
Well, what if I make him two copies?
That doesn't matter.
But he's getting this way, if he loses it again, he'll have an extra set.
I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. If you want to ask Ryan, you can come in and bring his originals in and ask him, and then once you have his permission, you can make a copy. There's no questions on this. It's not your property. You don't have the owner's permission. I can't give you permission. I can't give you permission to do this.
Okay.
I don't think you understand.
All right. Well, let's just forget we had this conversation. I'll make the copies.
No, I'm not forgetting you have this conversation. I have your name. I have your phone number. It's illegal to take or modify somebody's property without their permission.
Yeah, but I'll just, I won't even say anything. I'll just give him the copies.
Well, I will. I have to now. I have to now that you've told me that you have somebody else's property and you're intending to copy keys, which would be against the law to copy, since they are since they belong to somebody's personal property and various other things that they have. I'm required to report it.
Well, it's not just because they're keys. I mean, that's just incidental. If it was a cell phone, I'd copy that.
You can't copy other people's property, sir. I don't know how many more ways to put this. You have to bring the originals in, or I'm going to have to call the cops.
Okay, look.
This is it. I could get, if I don't call the cops, I will get sued. And
no,
if
won't.
I get sued, then I'm in trouble. Yes, I will.
You're overthinking this. You're paranoid. You must smoke weed.
No, I'm not. Fine. I'm paranoid and I'm overthinking this. I'm required to do the right
thing
here. I'm not taking personal liability on this. You need to bring them in tonight or I will have to call the cops.
Okay, all right. I'm going to come in tonight, hopefully before Ryan gets there, and I will bring in the originals, quote unquote. Wink, wink.
No, you'll bring in the originals.
That's what I just said.
All right. Okay, sir. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to report this. All right. Have a good day.
Oh, that was fun. That guy was taking things way too personally, thinking he was going to go to jail for my crimes, which basically weren't even crimes. I'm giving him something better than what he had before. Why is he being such a little bitch about it? Okay, so I've played 3 YouTube videos now. Let's look on my poll thing that I posted on the PLA group on Phone Losers and see what we have on here. Clayton Hall wants me to include a call that includes L as in 50. It gets me every time. Guess what, Clayton? You didn't read the fucking rules. You need to give me a episode number and a timestamp and tell me exactly what to play, like this next person. F in reality, I love your tree watering pranks, but I think it was just before episode 501, 498 or something. I'll look harder this year, but he's not doing it right either. Fucking F in reality. God damn it, shit. Okay, David Hilton, I think he has the right idea. He's like, episode 523, Sovereign HOA. Most of them had me cracking up, but the call at 43 minutes and 0 seconds was the best. It's the one where Brad threatens to take the stuttering guy's guns. I don't remember that, but I'm going to go to episode 523 right now. We're going to play that one, and we're going to go to, what did he say? 43 minutes and 0 seconds. And we're going to hope that he was not full of shit.
For a split second, she'll think I wasn't full of shit. She'll think she's no longer a U.S. citizen.
Hello?
Hello, Claire?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Are you coming to the meeting tonight?
Let me check my husband here.
Okay, it's at 6 p.m.
Are you going to go to that meeting, Tim? No, he says he can't. He's got his arm in a sling. He's had some surgery.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, just so you know, we're selling groceries tonight. You're not going to be able to buy your groceries from outside of the neighborhood anymore.
Now what? Now, wait a minute.
Because, well, you know, we're becoming a sovereign nation, right? The entire neighborhood is going to be a sovereign nation?
No, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's going to be all discussed at the meeting tonight.
Okay.
We're just...
Okay.
But you're not going to be able to buy groceries outside of the neighborhood anymore. You have to buy them from us from now on?
Well, that's a crock.
You want to talk to him, honey? Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Could you repeat that statement, please?
Well, I don't know which part. We're the whole neighborhood's going to be a sovereign nation. We're going to be apart from the United States.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Oh, you came to the phone just to doubt me? Like, why don't you come to the meeting and then you'd know what's going on?
Well, you know, first of all, that sounds like just a bunch of crap to me, and I don't support that at all. I just got out of the hospital, and I don't think I really have the energy and the time to sit there and listen to that kind of nonsense.
Okay, well, just because you don't support it, like, doesn't mean it's not happening. You know, we voted.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Not as long as I got the strength to hold a gun in my hand, it's not going
to
happen.
Well, no, you're going to have to submit all your guns to the HOA. We're not going to allow guns.
Well, that's not going to happen either.
You're going to have to register your weapons with the HOA.
That's not going to happen.
We'll let you have them if you need them.
That's not going to happen either.
But you're not going to be. We're not going to use U.S. currency anymore. So you're going to need to convert your money.
You know, this is just starting to be absolute nonsense.
It's not nonsense. That's just the way it's going to be from now on.
That's just nonsense.
You're going to have to get used to it.
I'm not going to get used to that. Not as long as this is the United States of America. That's not going to happen.
Well, no, it's not going to be the United States of America. We're going to be our own country here in the neighborhood, like outside of the United States. If you want to leave the neighborhood, you have to get a travel visa.
Oh, that's an absolute crock. I don't even want to waste my time on some nonsense like that.
Well, I don't know what you mean by waste your time. That's how it's going to be starting tonight. That's what the meeting's about tonight. You should be coming to the meeting.
What time's the meeting?
Starts at 6. And you're not going to be able to get groceries outside of the neighborhood anymore. That's why we're selling groceries at the clubhouse. You have to...
Okay, I'll drag myself over there, but that's not going to happen in my lifetime. That's
it's definitely happening. Come and get your rations tonight.
Oh, that's absolutely ridiculous.
We're going to be taking fingerprints and DNA swabs.
I'll refuse to participate in that kind of nonsense.
No, it's fine. You're not going to be a part of the United States anymore. It's going to be better.
Oh, better. Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe you. I can't believe you. Somebody would even be postulating that. I'll be over there at 6, but I tell you, that's not going to happen in my life.
Oh, it's definitely happening. You'll see when you get here. It's going to be a whole new world for us here.
Oh, that's a crock.
Bring your singing voice, because we got a new national anthem you're going to have to sing.
Oh, yeah. And sure. I don't even know who you are.
This is Steve Dave.
I can't believe something. Trying to espouse that kind of crap.
This is Steve Dave. I'm work directly under.
So that doesn't mean anything. She's just manager of the clubhouse.
Right. Yeah. I work directly under her, and it's more than just a clubhouse now. This is like the state headquarters. This is like.
Oh, I'll come about. I can't believe you're even going to waste anybody's time with that bunch of crap.
Okay. Well, I can't believe you're doubting me, because it's happening tonight. That's when it all begins. Tonight's the inauguration.
Oh, yeah, that's an absolute bunch of nonsense.
Okay, well, you need to leave the attitude at home if you come to the meeting tonight.
And you're going to tell me I have to leave my attitude at home?
Well, you have kind of an attitude.
I don't know why you don't come over and face me face to face and try to discuss that crap with me.
Well, you can come to the meeting. It's like just in another couple hours.
No, I can't believe I'll be there, but I'm not. That's just an absolute waste of time.
It's not a waste of time. It's happening. This is what we're doing. This is the new HOA. We're a sovereign nation.
Come on. You're just being stupid.
I'm not stupid, sir.
Yes, you are,
and,
sir.
You know, I'm going to be a higher up here with the country, with the new country. You can't talk to your superiors like that.
You want to bet?
Yeah, I'll bet you.
Well, no, just try and say it to my face and see what happens.
Okay, yeah, we'll see. But no, yeah, really, we're a peaceful nation, and you don't need to be like this. Just, you know, come with an open mind tonight.
Nobody can have an open mind with that much crap. That's just absolute bullshit.
We're going to be more free than the United States. You know, it's going to be a better system for everyone.
Yeah, sure, I'm sure. I can't believe somebody's that stupid would even try to convince anybody else something that's ridiculous.
Okay, well, you're acting like I'm just making all this up, and I'm not.
It sounds to me like you need to go to an insane asylum, though. It sounds like to me. Because all you're going to do, if I get over, all you're going to do is get my blood pressure up, and somebody's going to be hurt.
Oh, don't be like that. Come on, we're friendly people.
Don't be like that. I'm just telling you what's going to happen if I come over to that meeting tonight.
Well, come on. Like, it's just going to be a friendly meeting.
Don't tell me that. Come on. You're going to have to report to you. That's just absolute crap.
Oh, don't be silly.
Absolute stupid. To even sit and listen to somebody of that with that much nonsense.
You're being silly. You're just being a silly head.
Oh, yeah, I'm being silly. You bet I'm being silly.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm tired of talking to you. I'll see you at the meeting tonight.
And I'm tired of talking to you, and I'm not going to waste my time talking to you. If they start out in that nonsense, I'll just get them to walk out, and I'd like to see somebody try to stop me.
Okay, well, you're still going to have to obey the laws of our new nation.
Oh, even
if you don't agree. It's just like the United States. You have to obey the rules, like the Rappy McRapperson song.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yep. Anyway, he hung up. Okay.
Okay, finally. That one took forever. That was 7 minutes long. Man, I don't think I'm going to get to play that many pranks in today's show because I've been recording for an hour now. I'm sure it'll be a little bit shorter than that because I got to edit it down. But that one was 7 minutes long. Let's see what's next. Derek H., he says, episode 600, I'm going to phone this one in. You know, he's giving me shit because I'm not really doing anything today. I'm just playing the old pranks and whatever, Derek. You know what? I'm going to use that as today's show title. Right now, I'm gonna mark that down on snowplowshow.com. I'm going to call the show Phoning It In. That's today's show title. Thanks for that, Derek, Mr. Smart Alec. Okay, next, we've got Tumor D. He wants me to play something from episode 594, something about spelling my last name. Let's find that one. That was kind of a recent one. That's the Facebook Hearts episode. And Tumor wants me to go to 19 minutes and 15 seconds. Let's see what happens there.
Oh, gotcha. Hello?
Hi, Julie?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy down the street from you.
Okay, uh-huh. Where down the street?
I'm in the blue house, you know, just like a block away.
Well, don't really know, but what can I do for you?
I know that you know my dog died last week.
No, how would I know that?
Because on Facebook, I posted about it, and you liked the post.
Okay, well, then I didn't even realize that you were my neighbor, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
Well, I just wanted to say that was a little...
What's your last name, Roy?
Zurbel. I was just wondering why you would like that post. I mean, it's almost like you're saying you liked that my dog died.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I would never do that. I don't... Maybe I don't even remember that post. How did you know my phone number?
It was on your Facebook. But I thought maybe it was because you're...
my dog was barking
at you that one time.
I wonder if you have me mixed up with somebody. I really can't place you, and I don't know of your dog, and I don't remember posting it. If somebody's dog night, I would only post that I was sad. If I put a happy face, I must have done it by accident and meant to put a tear. I have no idea of that post. What's your last name? I'm going to look it up.
Zurbel. I live here on Drive, too, though, like just like a block away. And I think I remember my dog barking at you a few years ago. I thought maybe that's just why you're saying you liked that he died.
Oh my gosh. I'm stunned. I'm speechless. I would never be glad somebody's dog died, and I have no memory of even anybody's dog barking at me. I'm so sorry that your dog has died.
That's a relief. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I wasn't sure. I just wanted to clear the air and make sure you weren't happy that my dog died. That's all.
For heaven's sake. I am curious, though. I know my number is not posted on Facebook, so I wonder how you got it.
No, it was on your profile. Like, everyone has to give their number to Facebook.
No, they don't.
Uh-huh. Well, I have, like, a hacker program that uncovers numbers when they're hidden.
So that's why, then.
Yeah, maybe I just saw it that way. I don't remember. Like, I can't really tell if I'm supposed to see stuff or not. I just see everything. Like, it uncovers
how
all the...
How do you spell your last name? G-E-R...
Yeah, it's G as in Nat.
And G as in what?
G as in Nat.
Okay.
And then E as in I, R as in R, U, listening.
Yeah.
B as in B, B, Q, I as in I, O, U.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know, L as in L, O, L.
Okay. I thought you said Zerbel, like Z-E-R-B-E-L. It's Jer.
What do you have written there?
Well, didn't you say your name was...
Zerbel. It's French. What do you have? What letters do you have written down?
G-E-R-U-B-Q-U-I-L. That makes no sense.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I must... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm just... Believe me, I am the most kind-hearted person you would ever meet. I love dogs.
I thought so.
I have no memory of anybody's dog barking at me. And you have my deepest sympathy that your dog has died. And
you don't remember it barking at you? You were like kicking dirt in its face.
What? How long ago was that?
Oh, it was like over a year ago. I thought that was you. Maybe it was somebody else.
No, it was not. Believe me, I would remember that. That was not me. I've never had an incident like that in my life.
Huh. Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad.
And maybe, so are you sure that it was me that posted what you're thinking? Because So we're friends on Facebook? I don't even remember your name at all.
Roy, R-O-Y. Yeah, you like my posts all the time. Like, according to my wife, a little bit too much, to be honest.
Like, just spell your name again for me. I'm going to look you up. G, it starts with G, like go, right?
No, G is a gnome.
Well, that's an odd way to say it. It's the letter G. I need to know the letter. So it's G
is
and
a
then what?
Gnome, E as in S-A.
G-E-S?
No, E as in S-A.
Oh, S-A, okay. Yeah?
Yeah, then R as in R, Wanda.
Okay. Yeah.
B as in Bjork.
Okay.
You know, the singer. And then, I as in myself, and L as in 50.
Okay, you have an interesting mindset. I got it. Okay, all right. So it looks like Gerbil, really, right?
Yeah, like the little furry animal.
Okay, got it. All right. Okay, well, anyway, best to you.
Okay, thank
sorry
you.
About your dog.
Oh, it's not totally your fault, but thank you so much.
How is it my fault at all?
Well, just the whole dirt. Anyway. The whole dirt kicking thing a few years ago.
Well, I'm sure that was not me. I would never do such a thing. I don't remember that at all.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking that was you. I think that maybe that was somebody else.
It was. I'm sure it was. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Bye bye then.
All right.
Good night. Bye.
Bye, honey. All right. There we go. That was kind of fun. Thank you, Tumor, for that one. That one was like 6 minutes long. That's not so bad. That's one of the people that got to experience the brand new PLA Extremely Confusing Phonetic Alphabet, which you can download a copy of the PDF of that, which I think that's at phonelosers.com/alphabet, maybe. I think that's where I put it. It's also in the brand new Phone Loser Monthly zine, which is at phonelosers.com/zine. All right, let's see what's next. We've got
John wanting me to include something from Save Jones. Yeah, a lot of fucking good that is, John. Thanks for nothing. Joseph wants me to include Who's a Good Boy Westy. Guess what, Joseph? That one's from years ago. I'm asking, it's very clear in the original post that I made, stuff from 2018 of October moving forward, and Westy was not a part of that, you fucking idiot, Joseph. And Raphael, he wants me to do episode 592, Tesla Power Walls. Okay, he gives me an exact timestamp of 17 minutes and 15 seconds.
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Okay, that's...
Hello?
Hi, Melissa.
Yes.
It's Steve Dave from the apartment office.
Uh-huh.
I was calling to let you know we're going to be coming by there and just before 5, we're going to be dumping a bunch of sand in your living room.
What?
Like beach sand. It's like a new thing we're going to do instead of just the carpet thing.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yep. So, are you going to be home for that?
Now, who are you with?
I'm with the apartment built, you know, with the office.
Well, which apartment?
Your apartment. Apartment C.
Who approved this?
It's something we're doing for all of the units. So there's no approving it. It's just something we're going to be doing from now on.
That seems weird.
What do you mean weird?
To put sand on carpet?
Yeah, it's going to be on top of the carpet. It'll be like a protective layer.
What's your name again?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm in the apartment office. So I'm just letting you know we're going to be coming by and doing that pretty soon. You don't have any pets there or anything, do you?
I'm going to check with that owner first.
Okay, yeah, that'd be fine. I can put Carol on if you want.
Sure.
She's the only one that's in here. If you want to hold, I can go ahead and put her on.
Yeah.
Okay, just a minute, please.
Hi, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Hi. Yeah, this call just seems a little weird that you're coming into the apartment to dump sand on carpet.
Yeah, we've been getting that a lot today. It's something new we're trying. We're just going to be putting sand in all of the units. And we sent out a letter about this. Did you get the letter?
No, I did not get the letter.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. You should probably check your mail because it's in there somewhere.
I check it every day.
Okay, so, well, you must have thought it was junk mail and thrown it away, but, yep, we're going to be putting sand in there. You're going to have sand instead of carpet.
And who approved this?
Well, the company that owns the apartment complex, they approved it.
Okay, but I'm also curious, like, what are their names? I just want to make sure you have the accurate, correct, that this isn't some scammy stuff thing going on. So that's
scammy.
I'm trying to get some more information off.
No, it's not scammy. It's better for the floors. You know, it's like less maintenance and everything. But is Bob Murphy?
Okay, so I'm just
Bob Murphy is the owner of the overall complex and everything, and he's the one that gave final approval.
So what is the address you have for this where you're going? Because I've moved, and so I don't have. Rob is not my direct manager, so I'm just curious, what address do you have?
33
that you're going to
Street.
Okay, Rob
C.
Murphy is not the owner. He's not the manager.
No, Bob Murphy. I'm talking about the owner, the actual owner of the property. Like, you don't know the owner.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
his name is not Rob or Bob. Uh-uh.
Yeah, Bob Murphy. No, you wouldn't know him. But we're going to be over there by 5. We're doing a few units today, and we'll be dumping sand in your living room.
Okay, well, I'm going to check with my homeowner, my landlord, who is the owner. So
you can do that, but
please stand by. I'm going to.
You want me to stand by, like I have to hold while you call up the owner?
Well, or I'll call you back at whatever number just popped up. So
okay, you can do that. I mean, I could go get the owner. I could put him on the phone, but I don't think he needs to be bothered by you. Like, we're just trying to do our jobs here.
Well, I appreciate that, but it also just, I've never heard of such a thing. Bob, I mean, unless you want to scan an email, the letter.
Bob, get on the phone.
Hello, this is Bob. Can
Hi,
I help
Bob.
You?
Yeah, this is sounds a little suspect to put sand on carpet, and I was not made aware that anyone was going to be coming by to do this.
Okay, well, you know, you're not a homeowner. You're just an apartment dweller, so you wouldn't know what's good and what's bad. This is this is what's best for the building, so you need to just shut your mouth and let us do our job.
All right, there's the end of that one. Thanks for that, Raphael. Glad you liked that one. Was that three of them? I think that was three of them. I think I should go back to the YouTube thing and see what the next one is. Let's see. The last one was 3D printing lost keys. And, oh yeah, window washing competitors. I remember that one. That was definitely one from the past year. That was a request. This is some guy who, I guess this used to be his boss, this guy. Some guy that washes windows. I don't know. It's a 7-minute long call.
Yeah, please.
Hey, is this Ted?
Yes, Tim.
Hey there, it's Roy from Royco Window Cleaning.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, look, I don't want to start anything. It's just, I know it's you that's been, you know, going up to the windows that I've just cleaned and throwing mud balls at them. Because you know,
definitely not.
Oh,
definitely not.
No, I know it's you. It's fine. You're
definitely not.
You've been
sir.
Caught red-handed. Because you know, the people tell me that you've been coming up and offering to do a better job than me after you throw.
What are you talking about? What jobs are you talking about, bud?
You know, just the jobs that I've been doing. You've been throwing dirt clods.
I don't know what jobs these are, bud. Yeah. Like, you're making allegations. My company does not do anything like this. And first of all, it wouldn't be me anyways. Because I'm the owner, by the way.
Yeah, we know.
My employees are the ones that are out.
Yeah, well, you know, you need to talk to your employees then if you're not the one, you know, paying them to do it. Because you've been throwing dirt. They've been throwing dirt clods at the windows and just smudging
what
them up.
What
jobs
are these?
Dumping grease
on
them.
Is it even an area we, like, service?
I guess
so. Like, tell
so.
Me what jobs.
I don't have to tell you
what
shit.
What jobs are these?
It's you know, personal information. I don't know why you're trying to get information now. Like, apparently you already have enough to know, like, what jobs I'm doing, so you can go around messing up my windows.
Bro, I don't even know what you're talking about. I never even heard of your company, dude.
You know you've heard of Royco, and you're threatened by us.
You're calling me from a Massachusetts area code, dude.
Yeah, that's because I used to live there, and, you know, now I live here, but...
So what are you talking about, then? We're not even in the same state as you. What are you talking about
no,
right
I,
now?
I do windows here in the same town as you. Just settle down. I'm in the, you know, Cleveland.
Well, what town, then? What town do I do windows in, then?
Well, I'm in Cleveland, same as you. And, look, you can stop playing dumb. I know it's you. Just please stop doing it. I'm just trying to be an honest businessman, and I don't need this.
Bro, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right now. Seriously.
Like, did I just get on your turf or something? Is that what this is about? Is this
Dude,
like a turf war?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I
swear to God, I have no idea what you're talking about. This has never happened before. Are you... I'm kind of, like, thinking that, like, somebody's, like, pulling my fucking string right now. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm with Royco Window Cleaning. We've been here
and
for...
And I've never heard of your company, ever.
Yes, you have.
If you tell me what jobs is saying this stuff, then I could rectify the situation if there is something going on with my
employees.
Well,
it's been a lot
until
of the jobs.
Until you tell me, I don't know.
It's been a lot of the jobs, and so I know you and the employees
no,
have been...
No, I don't. I never even heard of your company.
You're obviously a very unhinged person the way you're yelling at me and, you know, you're like vandalizing my windows.
You're accusing me. You're accusing me of something, bud.
Well, why else would you be going up
Don't
to these
call
people?
Call and accuse somebody and expect a nice response.
Yeah, but you're doing it, so it's not like I'm accusing you. I'm not doing it.
I'm nothing. I've not even heard of your company.
Just confronting you, that's all. I just want you to stop. It's not a big deal. Just please, come on, be an honest business person.
It actually is a big deal, because you're accusing me of something that I'm not doing, for one. And if my employees are doing that, I'll fire them.
Well, it's a bigger deal to me because, you know, I'm the one that's losing business and having to go back and do the windows again because you and your employees keep throwing, you
well,
know,
what
like,
jobs are they? What jobs are they doing?
Just, you know, various jobs I've done here around Cleveland. It's been at least a dozen
what
now.
What various jobs? What jobs are you talking about?
Why are you trying to
explain the jobs? If you can't tell me the jobs, then hang up the phone. If you can't tell me what jobs they are, then I can't do anything about it. So there, that's where we're at. You call me, bud.
No, you hang up first.
Well, are you like a kid or something?
Well, I'm the kid. You're the one that's going around throwing dirt clods at my windows that I do for a living.
Dirt clods? I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Like, who does that? Like, a 15-year-old?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Stop it. Yeah, okay. And I'm, like, trying to get information. Like, I've never even heard of your company. You're probably a small little rinky-dink company anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's
like,
how you think
about your little company.
That's how you think of other companies. And that's why you have to go around vandalizing them like you're 15.
Oh, I really vandalize them. You have no proof whatsoever. Stop it.
I'm going to start putting up cameras, and I'm going to catch you and your employees.
Please, put cameras up then.
Oh, I will.
Put cameras up. All right.
You'll see.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't even believe I'm having this conversation today.
Like, yeah, it's pretty sad that we have to have this conversation. Why can't you just be an adult and, you know, just...
I don't clean any of my jobs. I'm the boss, bud. I'm the boss.
Just do a good job.
I send my guys out to clean the jobs.
Yeah,
so obviously you're a small guy then if you're doing them yourself.
Yeah, I'm a small guy. I'm just a small business.
All right, well, I'm not.
You don't have to make fun of me.
I don't even clean the jobs. So unless you tell me what my employees are doing... What jobs they are, I can't do nothing about it.
I'm going to go around and start throwing dirt clods at your windows.
If they're doing this, listen, what jobs can I tell them not to mess with if I don't know what they are, if they actually are doing that?
Do you yell at your employees like this?
What jobs can I come to them and tell them and be like, hey, you know, you're messing with this McDonald's over here. This guy does a job. How can I tell them if I don't know what jobs they are?
Well, they shouldn't be doing it to anybody. Like, do they just do it to everyone?
I know they are. I don't believe they are, actually, to be honest.
Well, I think they are. They probably just want to get more business. I'm sure you put them up to it.
Dude, we don't need to do that to little small mom-and-pop operation. I promise. We don't. So, I don't know.
Yeah, you seem
unless
to have...
Unless you're trying to get a rise out of me and you're, like, recording this or something, like, that's actually what I think is going on.
I think you're the one trying to get a rise out of me, you know, throwing shit at my
windows. You're probably recording me or something, so...
Why would I...
Yeah, you're probably recording it.
I wouldn't record this. Recording's illegal.
Well, who knows, man? I don't know what you little rinky-dink companies do. That's how you do it.
Yeah, you sure seem to...
You try to come after the big boys.
You sure seem to look down upon the other companies that aren't as big as you. Is that why you're throwing shit on their windows?
When one accuses me of doing shady business, then yes, I will.
I'm not accusing you. I'm just confronting you because you're doing it.
Yes, you did accuse it. You just accused me. Yes, you did.
Well, no,
don't you have proof? It's an accusation, bud.
Well, I'm only doing it because you're doing it. I know it's you.
You know it's me for a fact. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. We seen your guys doing it.
Well, all right.
Look,
I can't wait to bring this up to my guys in the morning. They are going to laugh their asses off. I can't wait.
Yeah, I bet they will. They'll probably do it some more now just for retaliation. You're probably just going to encourage it, just like you have been.
I encourage it? Okay, all right.
Yeah,
whatever.
If it gets you business and helps you be bigger than us little rinky-dink companies, then I guess...
I got a successful company to run. I don't got time for this.
Yeah, it's successful because you chase everyone else out of town by throwing shit at their window. All right, there's that one. That was on the YouTubes. Looks like after that we have a bunch of sorry I dinged your car stuff. I'm sure that's not recent because I don't really do that stuff anymore. New Subway slogans prank call. I think that was a couple of years old. I can't do that one. Erica pees the bed. That's old. Some more hotel stuff. And you owe me shampoo. I'm pretty sure that stuff's old. A lie detector church test. Yeah, I remember when I did that stuff with Liz Darwin. Here's some cat peeing in your shoes stuff. The blueprints. Oh, yeah, this one might be new. The blueprints to your house gave me a paper cut. I think this one might be from the past year. It was from 9 months ago. Let's play this one and see if it's any good.
Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Speaking.
Hey there, this is Roy. I live here in the neighborhood over on Pelican.
Yes, sir.
And I was Pelican. Walking down the street today, and the blueprints of your house just kind of flew through the air and hit me in the face. And I don't know, did you lose some blueprints to your house?
No, sir, not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. It has your address on it. Is your living room, like, right by the front door?
Yes.
Okay, I think this is yours, then.
Where were you walking?
I'm over on Pelican Street. I was just kind of going around the block. You know, just
yes?
Taking a walk, and yeah, the blueprints of your house just flew up and hit me in the face.
Blueprints of my house?
Yeah, I actually got a paper cut.
I can't fathom this. I have absolutely no clue what you're talking about.
The blueprints. Do you know what a blueprint is? It's like a...
Yes,
it's
sir.
Like a, it's
absolutely.
A map.
What the hell are my blueprints doing? Did you have the blueprints to the house driving your golf cart? There's a man said he's walking on Pelican, got hit in the face with blueprints from my house. Oh, this is insane.
It's the darndest thing.
This is insane. Where are you located on Pelican?
I'm over in the 600 block of Pelican.
600?
Yeah, it's way down at the end. You practically
What's your actual address?
You have to practically go into the woods.
Off of Pelican.
Yep. Well, anyway, since you don't know anything about it, I'll just let you go. I thought it was the weirdest thing, you know?
That is weird.
Yep.
Well, if it's got my name and address on it, I'd like to have that back.
Well, not your
mind.
Name. It's just your address, and it has the original date that the house was built.
Oh, my God. You know what that might be?
What?
I just had an insurance lady over here up on my flood insurance.
Uh-oh.
And I had documents that I filled out for her. I'm wondering if she somehow... how the hell if it got out of her vehicle? Because I've got a copy of it here in front of me. It was the FEMA. Does it have FEMA on it?
No, it looks like a very old document. Very old, but yeah, I don't know where they came from. I don't know where it came from or anything, you know?
This is weird.
Yeah, very
weird.
Yeah,
this is really weird.
It's the darndest thing.
Well, I'd like to get that from you if possible.
Oh, no, they're mine. I found them. I was just calling to see if I could get a Band-Aid, because I got a paper cut on my face.
Who the fuck is this?
My name's...
Who is this? Someone's screwing with me.
What? No, my name is Roy. I live over on Pelican.
You're screwing with me.
What's that hoe in the background whispering about?
Say what?
You gotta quit cussing, the fucking baby's picking up.
Oh, jeez. Who is this, man? Yeah, come on now.
Is that your wife? Could you tell her to shut the fuck up real quick? Because I can't hear you if she's talking.
No, I'm not going to tell my wife to shut the fuck up.
Well, you said it, so she got the message, I think. She'll be quiet from now on.
Who the fuck is this, dude?
Just go pick up the blueprint.
I'm Roy.
I'm going to fucking Roy you. Who are you?
That doesn't make sense. What does that even mean?
What is it? Doesn't make sense if I find you, fucking ass.
Well, hey, don't
you got something calling me out of a fucking courtesy, and now you're making a fucking issue out of it?
Well, don't get angry with me. I just wanted to let you know I found your blueprints.
You got a fucking paper cut? What the fuck? Where are you coming from, dude?
Well, it sucks to get a paper cut. You know what? I'm going to take these blueprints, and I'm just going to rip them up. I'm going to rip them up right here.
Go for it. Shred it, asshole.
No, I don't have a shredder. I'm just going to rip them up.
All right, there we go. I'm going to fucking Roy you. Motherfucker. That's what he said. Something like that. Oh, man. There's so many left. Like, Jim doesn't have a chimney. That's a short one. I guess I should play that one. It just sucks that I can't remember if these are from the last year or if these are from, like, 3 years ago. Maybe I shouldn't play this one because this is the same thing. Me telling him that I have the blueprint. Hello, Jim?
Yes.
Hey, Jim. This is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, I don't know if you guys have a fireplace in there or not, but I accidentally dropped my watch down your chimney, and I was wondering if you guys had found it.
I'm sorry, but I don't have a chimney, number one. I've got a gas fireplace.
It's on the backside of the house.
You couldn't have possibly dropped your watch down my chimney that I don't have.
Well, that's what I mean by the chimney, the little pipe thing in the roof. Maybe it was the bathroom pipe.
Tell that you've never been on my roof.
No, I was
up. What kind of a scan are you trying to pull on me?
I'm not trying to do a scan at all. I lost my watch down your roof. I was just wondering if it had turned up there. That's all.
How in the hell did you lose a watch? You've never been even close to my roof that I know about.
No, I go by your house all the time. I jog by every evening. You may have seen me.
Well, you may have, but how in the hell did you get a watch in one of the standpipes on my roof?
Oh, I was just, I was just up there poking around and looking in there.
Oh, shit. Good night.
What? Let's try him back one more time.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Jim, if you're just trying to keep the watch, because I know it's an expensive watch. And
I don't give a shit about your watch, and there's no way in hell you were on my roof, and no way you put a watch down there.
If you don't give a shit about my watch, why are you trying to keep it and not give it back to me?
I'm not trying to keep your watch. I don't have your goddamn watch.
Well, it's
and
it's,
you can stick your watch up your ass, and if you call here one more time, I'm going to report you to the police.
I can't stick it up my ass, because you have it.
All right, yeah, I still don't know if that one's a new one or an old one, whatever. We've got a couple of bus shelter prank calls. I think those could be older, so I'm going to skip over those. But the next one is the ringing the Arby's bell call, which is 6 minutes long, and I'm sure that's from this year, because I know the Arby's bell thing started happening this past year. I think it was it Wasted Memory or was it Dragon Mirror? I can't remember who started this. But I know the Arby's bell thing has just been happening for the past year, so we're going to play one of those. I mean, it's the only one that I have on this channel, so it must be a good one, right?
Good Arby's chat speaking.
Hey there, this is Steven from the corporate office with Arby's.
How are we doing?
Pretty good. I understand you're having a malfunctioning bell, the bell that the customers ring when they walk out the door.
We have a malfunction, you said?
A malfunctioning bell. I guess the bell's been damaged. It's been bent a little bit, so the frequency's a little bit off.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just need to hear what it sounds like so we can find out if we need to order another bell.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if we get one of these guys to ring the bell for you. Paulie, hit this bell. Hit this bell right here.
Well, it's...
Ring it. Ring it. That one, did that sound all right?
Well, I need a better reading than that. I've got some equipment hooked up to the phone line here. I need it to ring for at least a minute, like continuously.
Okay, hold on. Was that good?
Well, it was nowhere near a minute. It has to go for a full minute. Is there a lot of people in there right now?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, don't worry about them. They'll just think that people are getting really amazing meals.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
So tell me when to start, and then we'll go.
All right, just start whenever you're ready and count to 60 while you ring it. I don't think so. How fast were you counting? I'm talking about seconds.
Oh, okay.
You know, like a full minute. Do you have a watch you can look at or a cell phone timer?
No, I don't have nothing out here. All right. I'm like out here with no watch, no nothing.
Oh, it's okay. All right, well, just count really slow. What happened?
I got so many people in my lobby right now. Can you, like, call back, like, after 10 o'clock?
Oh, but you were halfway there. You were halfway there. You almost did
they're
it.
All looking at, they're all looking at me like I'm crazy over here.
Are they giving you snake eyes?
Yeah.
Tell them to stop looking at me. Like... Do this thing where you point at your eyes and then you point at them. Point at your eyes with two fingers and then point at them with those two fingers and then they'll stop looking.
Okay.
That'll teach them.
We can't do this, like, when the lobby's closed, like, there's nobody in here at all.
No, we gotta get this all configured now so I can place the order for the new bell.
Okay, hold on. We'll do it over.
All right. Ready, set, go. I've been laughing too hard at all of this.
I got a lobby full here. I got to help my crew.
Oh, man. We're almost
there. I got a lobby full, and there's only three of us here, so I got to help these guys.
Okay, it's fine. I'm a prank caller anyway. I'm not with the corporate. Oh, that was great. I love that one. I love how uncomfortable that guy was with ringing the bell, even though he was totally up for it at the very beginning. By the end, he was all self-conscious about ringing the bell. He's like, we got a lobby full of people here. They're all looking at me like I'm crazy. That was pretty great. Thank you, whoever started the bell ringing thing, which I think may have been wasted memory, but possibly may have been Dragonmere. Man, there's still a lot of videos left here on the YouTube that I haven't played and I think may have been from this year. Like, we've got this landscaping robot runs amok. I think that one was from this year. We've got a drone. I crashed it into your house. I think that one was from this year. And then there's some that I'm sure were not from this year. Man, there's so many here. Roy bequeaths his 31 file cabinets to John. I know that was from this year. This show could be going on for like 3 hours, possibly. I don't know. Let's play this landscaping robot thing. It's 11 minutes long, you guys, and I've been recording for an hour and 42 minutes, so I don't know what to do at this point. I feel like this show is going to be going on for way too long. Maybe I'm going to delete some pranks from this one. Maybe not. I don't really know.
Hello.
God damn it.
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Leonard?
Yes.
Oh, you just picked right up. Hey, this is Brad from True Green.
Yes.
I'm so sorry to call this late.
Yeah, it is a bit late.
Yeah, I'm sorry. One of our autonomous landscaping robots was accidentally sent to your house, and it's on its way right now.
It's where?
It's on its way right now. It looks like it's about 20 minutes away. We can see it on the GPS, and it's got about 20 minutes till it gets there.
And what's it going to do when it gets here?
It's gonna just work on your lawn. So
you better turn it back.
Well, no, there's no way to we can't contact it right now. I guess it's just the weather. We can't seem to get a hold of it on the internet here. But it's just gonna come there and do some lawn work. It's not gonna cost you anything. I just didn't want you to be concerned when it shows up and starts working on your lawn.
What's it going to do?
It's gonna just cut the grass. It's gonna spray chemicals. It's going to check for moles. Like, if you have moles, it's going to, like, just do some probes into the grass to look for moles. It's going to poke a bunch
of... Does this in the middle of the night?
Yeah, and it might be a little bit loud. So I just...
We also have a fence around our backyard. Not going to be able to get in there.
Oh, no, it can get over the fence. It's not a problem at all. That's what these things are designed for. So
we have people that have gone to sleep around here, so that's not going to be very welcome.
Yeah.
If it wakes people up, there's going to be a problem.
Well, just try to sleep through it. At the very most, it's just going to be 4 hours, but it's probably going to be more like 2.5 or 3 hours.
And you can't stop this from happening?
No, no. It's like there's a neighbor of yours. They put in the wrong address, and they called to find out why it was.
We do all of our yard with natural stuff. We don't want chemicals sprayed on our yard. No, we're going to be very unhappy if it does that.
No, they're organic chemicals. It's like good for your lawn. It's actually really good for your lawn. It kills all the weeds and kills bugs and stuff. So I just wanted to apologize for that, but you won't have to pay for it. Like, you don't have to worry about that. It's all paid for. We're not going to charge
you. I'm not worried about paying for it. I'm worried about stopping it from waking up everybody around here.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to stop it, but the stop button's grayed out. Like, on the web browser, I'm trying to control it and bring it back. But the stop button's...
And where are you?
I'm at home. There's nobody
in Kansas City or wherever?
No,
you?
I'm a little bit to the west in Lawrence. But there's nobody at the office right now, and this guy usually has his lawn done late at night, and it's gonna come to your house instead. So I'm really sorry about that. Is your lawn all picked up? Like, there's not a bunch of trash out there or anything?
No, there's no trash on the lawn.
Okay.
There's still some piles of snow around here.
Yeah, it's going to melt the snow. It generates a lot of heat. A lot of heat and a lot of electromagnetism.
Okay. I'm not giving you permission to do this, so you're not giving me any choice, but I'm telling you I don't want it, and you're telling me there's no choice, so...
Yeah,
I hope things go well, because if it doesn't, you're going to hear from my lawyer.
No, there's just not much we can do right now, because there's no way for us to call it back.
Well, you understand that's not my problem.
Yeah, well, you can go out there and disable it if you want. It's got voice command, so I can give you this code word, and you have to say the code word and then say freeze all motor functions.
And where is this? When is this thing going to show up here?
It looks like it's about 15 minutes away. It's running at about 25 miles per hour right now. It's toward your house.
Okay. Well, what is that code word? And this thing will just stop when I tell it this?
Yeah, but it'll stop in your yard. It'll just kind of freeze.
I'm not worried about that.
And it may
come get it at some point.
It may beep continuously throughout the night until somebody comes and picks it up.
Yeah. What's this code that it has to have?
It's number 2 and then XL.
What do you mean? I mean, I say 2XL?
Yeah, 2XL538. That's the password to access the robot.
Huh?
And then you say freeze all motor functions. So 2XL538, freeze all motor functions.
XL538.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try and say it out. Try and say it out loud to make sure we got it right.
2XL538. Freeze all motor functions.
Yes, that's perfect.
I don't have to wait between when I give the numbers or anything.
Just like you just said. And also, you can say 2XL538 return to base.
Can I do? You do both, or one or the other?
One or the other. Just see which one works. Because if you just say freeze all motor functions, it's just going to sit there and beep really loud all night.
I'll see if I can't send it back.
So the other one
that doesn't work, and we're just going to have to freeze it.
Yeah. Just 2XL538. Return to base.
I didn't even know there was such thing.
Yeah, we've been using these for the past year. They usually do okay. They usually don't cause any problems. But, yeah, it's just the customer.
Fortunately, I'm still up.
Oh, yeah. It looks like it's got about 12 minutes till it gets there. It's increasing its speed.
I'll watch for it.
Okay, it's all silver. It's got a yellow rotating light on its on top of it, so you'll see it coming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else I need to know?
No, that's pretty much it. The only other way to get rid of it is, I probably shouldn't tell you that. It's an industry secret. You know, the like if you see it doing a probe down into the lawn, don't get too close to it because it's running electrical. It's electrocuting moles in your lawn.
Cool.
And it's actually it's kind of like a stun gun, and it could actually you wouldn't like want to touch the robot when it's doing that.
Well, no, I wouldn't touch it in any case. But how close can I get to it? How close do I have to get to give these commands?
Oh, not very close. You know, just a couple feet.
Okay, and it's not going to zap me at a couple of feet away.
Well, I don't know what it's going to do at this point because it's not responding. I can't get it to stop. But no, it's not dangerous or anything. Don't like there's nothing to worry about. But you just say the command and that should get rid of the that should to just stay out of probe distance, basically.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Where do I call back tomorrow about this if there's any further problem?
True Green. My number's on your caller ID. So you've got the command there, right? Which command are you going to use? Which one are you going to use?
I'm going to tell it to return to base first and see if it goes.
Oh.
The number I have is 420-969.
Yep, 6969.
Okay. And if it doesn't do that, I'm going to tell it to freeze.
Yeah, and if neither one of those works, because I can't access it through the web interface right now, just let it do its thing. You know, it's just going to do your lawn. It's going to spray chemicals and stuff. It's no big deal.
I'm just concerned about the noise.
Yeah.
We have little ones around here, and I don't want to woke up.
Well, don't let the little ones go out in the lawn, because it'll run right over them.
No. They're just going to go outside.
Yeah,
we don't have any dogs or anything like that.
Oh, thank God! Yeah, you're not going to want to go out in the lawn barefoot after it does its chemical spray for a couple days. Yeah. Got to let that stuff soak in; it's very toxic.
Yeah, you see, that's what kind of stuff we don't want our lawn.
Yeah, but
things that are toxic. We're right up against a stream, that stuff ends up in the stream.
Yeah, but it's organic toxic.
Yeah, those two words don't go together.
No, you'll look it up on the internet. It's real.
All right. Is there anything else?
Can you yell the 2XL538 return to base? I'll make sure you're saying it properly with all the correct inflections and everything.
2XL538 return to base.
Yep, that was it. That's perfect. That should definitely do it. That usually works when we do it.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Thanks for calling.
Hey, do you have a microwave?
Yes.
That's one. Like, if you can't get it to stop, you can go.
Okay, all right. That's enough, right? We've heard enough of that prank call. I'm going on about microwaves now. I think that's plenty. There's so many more prank calls on here to play, and it looks like the next few ones are. Old ones, most likely. I don't know. Here's a yard sale. Oh, wait, no, that's several yard sale calls. I know I started doing these things where I bequeath people to me after I die, because I've got this one here called Roy Bequeaths His 31 File Cabinets to John, and that was a request from a listener. That was an idea from a listener. Wasn't that by GAD or something? He's wanting me to give away my personal possessions to random neighbors. I guess I can go ahead and play this one. Let's see what happens in this
Hello?
One. Hello, John?
Yeah.
Hey, John. This is Steve Dave from Steve Dave & Associates. I'm the attorney for your neighbor, Roy.
My neighbor, Roy. I don't think I have a neighbor, Roy.
Oh, yeah. No, he lives in the Blue House. I don't know if you're aware of this, but he passed away last week.
Uh-huh. No, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he...
Roy.
Yeah, Roy in the Blue House. He... passed away, and he left you. He named you as a beneficiary in his will, and he left you a few things.
Yeah. What address did he live at? Because I live on Drive.
I'm sorry. What's she saying? Is she telling you not to give out information? I'm not a scammer. I'm the attorney for Steve Dave and Associates.
Yeah.
I'm Roy's attorney. Yeah. He lives in the Blue House. He's on Drive.
Oh.
Anyway, we're going to be delivering some things to you probably tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
It's 31 file cabinets full of documents.
I didn't know a Roy.
Yeah,
in the blue house.
He's just your neighbor.
Yeah.
But we've got 31 of those really tall metal file cabinets filled with documents. We're going to be bringing those over. There's no charge, so you can tell her to shut up.
Don't talk like that to my wife.
Well, she's just acting like
I mean, it's weird because I don't know this Roy, and I don't really want 31 cabinets of paperwork.
Well, it's not paperwork. It's documents. It's just he left some things to a few of the neighbors, and you're just one of them. Maybe you waved to him or something. I don't know. He seemed like an eccentric. Can you just tell her to shut the fuck up?
I called him right now.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Where's the blue house at?
It's just up the road a little bit.
Yeah. Can I? I'll take down some information. And
sure.
I'll call you back.
Yeah, you can call me back, but the file cabinets are going to arrive tomorrow on the truck. There's a delivery person. He's making deliveries for several of the beneficiaries.
Yeah. I don't know if I want 31 file cabinets. It sounds like a bunch of junk to me.
Well, no, it's not junk.
Can I get your name again?
They're UFO documents. He was into, alternative science and stuff. Will you tell her to shut the fuck up? Tell that lady to shut the fuck up, please.
Oh, you're not an attorney then.
That's my wife.
Okay, you know what? Right.
Hey, attorneys can curse, lady. Tell her to shut the fuck up. Jeez. Yeah.
She will not shut.
You're on the phone. You're on the phone, for Christ's sake. Tell her to shut the fuck up.
Hang on. Just quiet. Let me get the information.
No, don't say quiet. She needs to be told.
Yeah, who's Roy?
Yeah, but you're being loud and annoying, and you need to shut the fuck up, lady.
So what's Roy's last name?
Zurbel.
Zurbel?
Yep, Zurbel. Zherbil. Oh my God, tell her to shut the fuck up.
Zherbil.
Be like, honey, I'm on the phone, not you. You shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And Roy lived at what address?
He's just down the street from you.
What address?
Tell her to shut up. Will you tell her to shut up? Like, we're trying to talk. We're men talking.
Okay.
We don't know anybody named Roy. They're not giving any personal.
Shut up.
Roy guy at all.
Shut up, lady.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, let me get the
info. It's not a scam. We're delivering you things. We're not going to ask for payment, lady. Just shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I don't care. We don't want
this
stuff.
Yeah, but I don't really need it.
Go to the other room. Well, you need to figure out how to dispose of him.
Okay, and he lived in a blue house on Drive. I need to know the address, though, yeah.
It's a 2607 Drive.
Okay, hang up. Get his phone number. Hang up.
Hey,
okay.
Tell her to shut up.
Yeah.
Will you tell?
Okay, I will.
Learn to talk to your wife.
Right.
Jesus. She needs to shut up.
And can I get your name and contact info?
Yeah, this is Steve Dave. I'm with Steve Dave and Associates. Oh, tell her to shut up. I'm trying to give you my phone number.
And your phone?
It's Steve. 420-6969.
6969. And, I'm not sure I even want... I mean, I don't want...
Tell her to shut up. Shut up, lady. Shut up. Shut up.
So,
just shut up, lady.
Accept this stuff?
Hang up.
Yeah, it'll be there tomorrow, sir.
Yeah, but I don't... No, it's just junk.
It's not junk.
If he was a UFO guy, especially, it's weird. It's not?
He left you several things. The file cabinets are...
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just tell her to shut up.
Steve, I'll call you back.
She needs to shut up.
I'll call you back when I have All right. I'll call you back when I have an opportunity.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. When she's gone, right? When she goes out for her haircut appointment, maybe call me back then.
All right. All right. Steve.
All right. Have a nice day.
Thanks very much. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah.
My condolences for the wife.
Okay. Yeah. That was pretty great. I laughed a lot during that one. Telling that lady to shut up. She really needed to shut up. So the next few, I mean, like, I've done a lot of YouTube stuff. Should I go back to the Facebook? I know there's a few Facebook things left. Let's see. Liam Peterson says, episode 572, the mayor hates you, and he gives me a timestamp at 19 minutes and 8 seconds. Okay, look. Totally normal bird. So this is a fake garage sale. Tools.
Hello?
Hello, this is Greg from the city of Clovis.
Yes.
I'm in the mayor's office. The Mayor McClure wanted me to call you up and let you know that he does not like you.
Like what?
Mayor McClure, you know the mayor of Clovis?
The Clovis, yeah, we are in Clovis, yes.
Yeah, the mayor of Clovis, he does not like you.
The mayor?
Yeah. The mayor of Clovis called you a bitch-ass motherfucker and said, fuck you and fuck your mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm his assistant. I'm just calling to...
You have a mom or no mom? You have a mom or are you born in the,
My mom's dead.
From the animal or where are you born?
Well,
where
no,
are you born?
No,
from
you're,
animal?
You're directing your anger at the wrong person. I'm just passing along the message.
No, you're wrong. I think you're born through the animal, monkey, or the...
Look, it's the...
born like a donkey.
It's the mayor that's saying this thing. The mayor says to fuck you and your mother.
Fuck the mayor. Fuck you and the mayor. But I'm saying you have a mom like a donkey or
the mayor,
female like a dog or what?
The mayor...
What's your mom's name? Dog or donkey?
The mayor says that you are a bitch-ass motherfucker. Okay, I guess that's it. Maybe I call him back. I don't know. Maybe I don't. But I'm just going to assume that's the end of it. I liked that one. Thank you for that one, Liam P. That was fun to listen to. Let's see what's next. We've got Moses K. He wants me to play episode 549, which is nice. That's like halfway through the entire year. That's back in May of 2019. He wants me to play 19 minutes and 8 seconds. I was just wondering, like, can it do? I have a question. So I took down the drywall, and I've stumbled across what I can only describe as a mirror universe on the other side. It's like a whole other apartment, but the furniture's different. It's like from a different time period or something. Like, I can walk into it, and it's just like a whole other apartment. I guess basically what I want to know is, can I go ahead and just put a door here permanently and just have more square footage, or would I have to pay extra?
Yes, sir. You're very funny. Now, how can I help you?
That I already told you my question. I want to know if I have to pay extra or if it's just like a finder's keepers situation.
Yes. No, we charge extra for that.
Fuck. All right. Well, I won't. I won't stay in there. I can't promise I'm not going to take any of the furniture that's in there, though.
All right. Very good. Okay. Was there anything else I could help you with?
No. Thank you for giving me the name of the tenant in apartment 3. That's all I really wanted.
All right. That's not their name either, but thank you very much.
Oh, I think it is.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. I love when they try to convince me that they didn't really give me the information of the last tenant when they really did. So thanks for that one, Moses. I'm glad that it was a short one. Let's see what's left before I finish up on the YouTube things. Looks like we've only got one last one left. A bunch of people saying a bunch of bullshit that doesn't matter. Thanks for that, Forrest, and Brian again. Fucking Brian. And Ben Kilburn, he says to listen to episode 534. Let me go back to that. Hopefully he's not full of crap. And he wants me to go to 10 minutes and 27 seconds. That sounds like it's probably the first call of the show, maybe.
Warning,
so
everyone,
here we
about
go.
Me. I figured that had happened. But maybe if I started out with a warning on everyone, they'll think I'm legit. But I think I'm just going to call a few more of these and probably have to call it quits because no one's going to believe me.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Castle?
Yes.
It's Richard from the gym.
Yeah, you guys have called already.
Oh, yeah, they called to warn you about we've been getting someone's been prank calling our customers.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know you'd been called yet. We have two different lists we're working with here. Sorry about that.
Yep.
Hey, as long as I have you on the phone. Ah! All right, so they're calling people and they're emailing people. All right, Ben told me 10 minutes and 27 seconds. We're now at 11 minutes and 17 seconds. I think he's full of crap. Let's see what happens next, I guess. He said it was classic. Should just stop right now. I should move on to something else.
Hello.
Dave, why does your phone ring like that? Maybe this is amazing. I don't know. It sounds like it's from Russia or something.
Huh?
It's just like a solid tone instead of dual tones. It's weird. It's a single tone.
No.
What?
Who is this?
This is Richard from the gym.
Richard from the gym.
Yeah, I work here. They wanted me to call you and ask you to stop putting flyers on people's cars.
I'm not putting I'm in Mexico.
I know, but when you're here, the last time you were here, I guess they've been waiting for you to come in so they can confront you about this, but you haven't been in a while. So they just said, well, you know, just go ahead and call him because we can't have him doing that.
I never put flyers on people cars.
Oh, no, we know it was you. We've got security cameras out there.
Wasn't me.
Oh, no, it was definitely you. It says right on the flyers. It's Dave. So
I'm afraid there's you hang on to that enough. I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Okay, well, look, you're not in trouble. You don't have to deny it. I'm just saying, please don't do it again.
Well, I'm not denying it. I'm just saying you're wrong.
You're the one that's wrong because we have security cameras. We know what you look like. We can see you out there putting flyers, and the flyers all have your name and your phone number on them.
What the hell would I do that for?
I don't know. But
what phone number?
This one that I just called, and it's... You know, it's just like advertising businesses, and just please don't do that. Like, you know, our customers here, they have a right to come to the gym and not have stuff put on their windows.
And I never put anything on anybody's windows.
Yeah, okay. Well,
don't give me that bullshit. I'm telling you the truth. If you think that's me on a security camera.
No, I'm sure it's...
What reason do I have? I've been retired for... 10 years.
Maybe money is tight. I don't know.
In any kind of business, huh?
Maybe money is tight. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with you. I'm just saying, please don't do it again.
Well, I'm telling you what's going on with me.
Maybe just go over to Walmart and put flyers on people's cars at Walmart instead.
I don't put flyers on people's cars. You guys are mistaken. Oh, you're the manager, right?
Yeah. Who else would put a flyer on someone's car with your name on it? And it was you. Like we know
what
you look like.
I have no clue. But you hang on to that security tape.
Is it like an evil twin?
I want to see it.
Is it like an evil twin you have or something?
I don't know.
And what do you mean security? You know, what do you mean security?
I want to see that.
Because, what do you mean security tape?
I have no reason to do such a thing.
Well, yeah, you do, to advertise your business.
I don't have a business, for Christ's sake. How many times am I going to tell you that?
Well, this is that would be the first time you told me that.
Huh?
That's the first time you've told me that.
I told you I've been retired for 10 years.
I
didn't have a business that I would advertise. I never owned a business.
Then why would you make flyers for one?
I didn't. That's the point I'm trying to tell you.
All right, look, just...
Somebody's pulling bullshit on both of us. Then if that's... And I want... That's what I say. I want to see that tape.
Yeah.
What was the date?
What do you mean?
On the tape?
What do you mean? Well, you've done it multiple times. What are you talking about? Tape?
What do you mean multiple times?
What do you mean tape? What do you mean? See the tape?
Well, you said you had it on video.
Oh well, yeah, not on tape though. It's not the 1990s. It's all digital now. It's a machine.
Have you kept a copy of it?
Yeah, they stay in there forever. It's not taped. You don't have to erase over the tape after a month.
Okay, well, I know that.
But anyway, it sounds like you're full of bullshit and just you don't have to deny it.
The what?
I said, it sounds like you're full of bullshit.
Well, what was the date of the last time that happened?
I don't have the tape in front of me.
Get your facts right.
No, we don't
because I haven't been in since January 4th.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's back when it was. Because we've been waiting for you to come in so we could confront you about this and tell you to cut it out. And you haven't come in.
Well, I never did it.
That's why I'm calling.
Huh?
That's why I'm calling. Look, just don't do it again. That's all we ask. You don't have to make a big thing out of this.
You get this straight.
Just stop it.
One, I never did it.
Yeah, you did.
Two, I have no reason to do it. Number three, you've got the wrong... If somebody's using my name, then they're still the wrong person.
Yeah, well, they're also...
What kind of business are they advertising?
They're also using, like, your body to do it, because we can see you out in the parking lot putting this shit on people's cars. And you need to stop it.
Huh?
You need to stop it. And before this, you were,
jackass.
Don't call me a jackass.
Straight
I'm not the one.
Head. I did not do it. So don't tell me I need to stop it.
And before this, you were out there.
We'll settle this when I get back into the country.
No, I'm settling it right now. Just don't do it again.
No, you're not.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now,
just stop it.
You don't have your information correct, you dumb shit. Now, you know, I'm getting irritated at this. Because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, I do. It's right here on the video. The video doesn't lie.
Send me a copy of that video.
I don't want to. I'm just asking you to cut it out.
Bullshit. Because it's not me.
It's definitely you. We know what you look like. You're in here all the time.
It's not me.
It is too. You stupid motherfucker.
I've never done anything like that. I have no reason to.
Look, just stop being a stupid motherfucker, okay? That's all we ask.
You stop being an asshole.
You stop.
Don't know what the fuck you're talking about?
You stop being a fuckface.
What?
I said you stop. You stop being a fuckface.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll call Don and ask him to get a copy of the video and tell him what an idiot he's got for a general manager there.
Okay, make sure you don't call the tape or he'll think you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah, make sure you don't call the tape. Ha, 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 ha.
I'm just saying.
When I come in there, I'm going to come in and I'm going to want to see it.
Well,
and I want to, and we'll have it out right there. Because I've never done it.
Can't you just admit,
never done
just admit that you did it and
no
don't do it again?
I have no reason to.
Admit that you did it and don't do it again. That's all we ask.
No, I'm not going to admit that I did it. And I'm not going to put up with the bullshit from somebody that doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Just apologize, and that'll be the end of it.
I won't apologize.
You need to write apology letters and leave them on people's windshields.
Yeah, I'll do that, sure enough. God. All right, listen, I'm done talking to you for the day. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, there we go. That was Ben's idea. Thank you for that, Ben K. I don't know if that's the one you had in mind, because you told me to listen to 10 minutes and 27 seconds, and it was farther along than that. I don't know, but that was pretty fun. Thanks for that one. I'm going to go back to the YouTube now. We're going to finish up YouTube, and we're going to finish up the show. I think the show's been over 2 hours now, but maybe it won't be that long, you know, after I edit it and everything. But the next one, after the thing where I bequeath my file cabinets to John... there's a few more that I know they're not, you know, like this year stuff. But the next one that I'm sure is from this year, it's from this past summer. It's when I was doing all of those yard sale calls. And this lady put up an ad for a yard sale. She had a bunch of copper pots. And somebody in the Facebook actually told me to do this one, but didn't have the exact episode number. So, yeah, thanks a lot for nothing, whoever told me to do that. But I put that one into the show this year, 6 months ago, banging copper pots together. This one is 12 minutes long, but it's completely worth it because this lady is amazing. Here's a lady that I called at a yard sale and got her to bang her pots and pans together. It's pretty great.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm calling about that yard sale.
Yard sale?
You don't have a yard sale? Aren't you guys moving?
I beg your pardon?
Aren't you guys moving?
Yes, we're moving.
Oh, I thought you were going to have like a clearing out your home type thing.
We did. We had a massive sale the day that got virtually rained off and rained out the day after the, the Sunday of the Lilac Festival. But were you looking for something in particular?
Well,
we have a few items left.
I thought you were going to have a sale today. It says today on Craigslist. And plus, I talked to Paul.
That would be impossible. I'll have to check. Or is it just an item that's listed on the Craigslist? We have a lot of things listed.
No. Paul, I talked to Paul personally at the store, and he said you guys are doing a thing on Sunday, and it's going to start at 9 in the morning.
Let me get him and have
fucking
him
Paul.
Talk with you about whatever.
I'm sick of Paul's fucking shit.
Huh?
I said I'm sick of Paul's fucking shit.
I beg your pardon?
But you didn't have, just a sale, like a normal yard sale?
We had a huge sale the day after the Lilac Festival. But let me find out I'll get Paul. He's
the
right
the Warlock there. Festival.
Oh. Here's someone you talk to who...
all over.
Hello?
Hey, Paul.
Yes?
It's Brad. You remember from the store?
Brad?
Yeah, Brad. How you doing?
Okay, I don't remember... I don't remember talking to you, but what was it that you were interested in?
At the store? I thought you were going to do like a whole sale thing today where we could come out and like buy things.
What is it you're interested in that was in Craigslist? I put that up yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, you said there's going to be a sale. He said it starts at 9 a.m., we can come out. And I drove by there and like there's nothing out there, so I was afraid.
Well, you can come and look at it today.
Where are you guys moving to?
Yeah. Let's see. What was it, Brad? What was it on Craigslist? I put all the things that we had on the sale.
Yeah, yeah. You had like the French copper pans and cookware.
Yes, it's here. It's here.
Like, are those real copper or are they like...
Real copper. But and they're French and they're... And if you go check the web... And we have many of them. There's about 15 or 20 of them, and you can select from the ones that you want. If we can negotiate a fair price.
But it's like, are you sure it's real copper, not imitation copper? Like,
it's real copper. It's real copper.
Are they near you?
Pardon me?
Are they near you? Like, can you go near them?
Yeah, you'd have to look at them. Some of them are unused.
You should put pictures up.
Yeah. Okay. The address is 26 Court.
But can you go over there? Yeah, I know where it is. I drove by, and like there's nothing out there on the lawn. Can you go over where the pans are and like just...
They're in the kitchen. They're in the kitchen. They're all hanging.
Can you walk over there?
They're hanging, and some of them are on top of the shelves, and some of them are new.
Just go in there then.
Yeah, so you'd have to look at them.
Are you there, though? Like, can you walk over to them?
I want
you to bang the copper ones together, and I'm going to... measure the frequency that the sound makes over the phone, and it'll tell me if they're real copper or not.
Just come over and look at them, okay?
Why can't you just bang them on the phone?
Pardon me?
Why can't you just bang them? Bang them together on the phone, and I'll hear if they're real.
Yeah, they're real. They're real copper.
But how do we know that? It could be synthetic copper.
Yeah, real copper. You'd have to look at them.
Hey, how come your wife was giving me all that lip when I was talking to her earlier?
Okay.
How come she was doing that?
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? No, it was a question. Like, how come she's giving me all that lip?
Okay. You're welcome to come look at them, okay?
Is your wife going to give me a bunch of lip if I come over?
Yeah, my wife can give you the directions.
Erections? What?
Oh, okay. Hi, this is Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
Do you know how to get here?
No, Paul was saying you were going to go over to the copper pots and bang them together because I want to make sure they're real copper.
Oh, they're real copper.
Yeah. So that's why he was saying you were going to go over there and bang them together.
You want to do that?
Yeah, if you could just bang them together over the phone and I'll just hear if they're real or not.
Oh, over the phone?
Yeah, I want to make sure it's not synthetic copper.
Okay, they're hanging, so let me see if I can reach them. How can I get... Maybe I can get the step stool.
Yeah, don't fall.
I'm kind of short, so... let me get the step
shorts?
Stool. And they're also extremely heavy.
Oh.
They're very heavy for pans. Well, pans these days.
Yeah.
Because they're not from Walmart.
Well, that's a good sign. It's probably real copper. It's not synthetic copper.
Oh, yeah, they're really heavy. the big skillet, I would have trouble actually pouring anything out of it because, you know, like pouring grease off or something because it's so heavy.
You're weak.
Let me see. Let me get the stool here.
You're a weak woman.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, sounds heavy.
Let's see.
Yeah, can you really bang them together? Like, really, just bang, bang, bang.
Okay, well, let me take them down. I'll take them down.
Okay.
Let me see.
Like two of the copper ones.
Does that do it?
Well, you didn't really bang them together. You got to really bang, like you're playing the cymbals. And, like, sing a song.
I did that.
No, okay, no, that was, like, really
weak.
Damn.
They sound like a bell.
Yeah, well, a little bit. Not. Whoa. Can we sing songs while you do it? Like, sing.
I beg your pardon?
Like, do you know Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? Like, sing that and, like, bang the pans to the beat of the music.
I can't sing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's cool. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'll sing with you. We'll sing together.
I can't sing.
We'll sing together. It'll be fine.
Joy to the world. North has come.
Oh, my God. That was awful. Ew.
I told you I can't sing.
God.
I don't sing. Neither does my son. Anyway,
can we try again?
They're a sick. They're sick. You know, they're sick.
Okay.
But you can't hear them? Let me put the phone up by them.
Yeah, it sounds real.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. So can we just... I've got a device hooked up to the phone. I'm measuring the frequency that the bangs make to make sure it's real copper. Can you just do like...
Well, it is real copper. It's been tinned. We've had it re-tinned.
Can you do one grand finale? Just like bang them as hard as you can. Just...
No, I am not going to dent these things. I'm not going to ruin them. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to destroy these by banging them together.
No, I don't want you to destroy it. Can you...
You want me to hit them as hard as I can? That will not be good for the pans. They're perfectly solid, but I mean, banging them together, that's inappropriate.
Okay, instead, like, just hold one by the handle and throw it as hard as you can across the room.
Throw it? Uh-uh. No, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna damage the house either.
Throw it on the ground.
What is it you want to know, for Pete's sake?
Throw it on the ground, just really, really hard.
No, I'm not gonna do that to our wood floors. I'm not gonna do that. Why would I do that?
Well, you guys are moving. Who cares about the fucking floors?
I don't look. Who cares about the fucking floors? Well, me, the new owners, that care about the fucking floors.
Well,
they're wood floors. You want me to drop this on the floor?
No, throw it at the floor.
How's that?
Do it again.
But the floor is a dent.
Do it again.
Did you hear it?
Yes, but do it again. I wasn't recording.
Ouch. Look, I can... swear on 10,000 Bibles to you that these are real copper. We've had them re-tinned at least once, if not twice.
Oh.
So you don't re-tin non-real copper pans, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you don't re-tin non-copper pans. That'd be stupid.
And these have been re-tinned. They are somewhat dusty, I see, but they're fine. God, I don't...
can you sing Joy to the World while you throw pans at the floor?
No, I cannot.
Please?
I'm not going to throw pans at the floor. Our floors dent, and they aren't replaceable. They're wood floors. We've sold them, and we have a contract to maintain the house as it was purchased. Sing, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Okay, did that help in any way? It's not helping me.
Can you... Use the
handles are made out of brass, I guess. The handles are very heavy.
Yeah, do cymbals again, but use the phone as one of the cymbals.
What?
Use your phone as one of the cymbals. You know, bang
cymbals?
The
cymbals? What do you mean by a cymbal?
Bang the
phone. Throw the phone to the floor?
No, yes.
What?
Yes, please.
I'm not going to throw the phone at the floor. It falls apart. I've done this before. It falls apart.
No, I was saying, can you, like, play cymbals again, but instead of using a pan as one of the cymbals?
Oh, cymbals? You mean putting the pans together?
Yeah, but instead of two pans together, use one pan and the phone and bang those together.
Like that?
Yes, but again. Why are you doing? Why are you doing all this?
What?
Why?
I know it sounds ridiculous. Why am I doing it? Because you asked me to.
Yeah, but I also said, who cares about the fucking floors? Why would you trust me?
Why would I trust you?
Wait,
is this kind of a joke?
Yeah, I'm a prank caller.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't even live in that city.
Oh, my God.
I live in
you
Oregon.
Know, this was a really awful thing to do.
I know.
We're moving, and I am so pressed for time and so crushed. I can't even... But
this is like a little break from all the hustle and bustle of moving.
There's another one that I'd really like to call back today if I had her number. Just see how she feels about the call and everything. I bet she'd just laugh and laugh and laugh with me over how silly the whole thing was. But no, I never save phone numbers because I'm a dummy. The next three in here are those crossed phone line calls that I've been doing recently. And I don't want to play all three. I'm going to play one of them. And I'm going to play one of the shorter ones because holy shit, this episode's long. I think I'm going to play the first one. It's called Roy Gets Caught Cheating with Rosemary. This is one of those where I pretend that I'm in mid-conversation as they pick up the phone, and a lot of confusion ensues, and I don't know. Hopefully this is a good one.
No.
Did you have any luck finding anything at all?
No, nothing. I applied for like 128 jobs, and I got two interviews, and that's it.
Well, what happened?
One offered me a job...
Hello?
Did you hear something?
Hello?
I heard something in the background. Is that someone talking?
Hello? Yes, it is. I'm letting you know that somehow we all got connected in a conversation.
There's nobody at my house.
Roy, who is
I'm
that?
I'm going to hang up.
Who is that at your house? Roy.
Hello?
Roy, who do you have over there?
I don't have anyone. Hello? It's like I don't even hear it. Do you hear something?
Yes, I hear that floozy talking on your phone. Did she pick
no,
up things?
No. Can you hold? Hello.
Every time, hello. Roy, like, you're always cheating.
Ma'am, will you listen?
I
somehow
think...
your calls got connected to my phone. I don't know who either of you are.
Listen, you little floozy.
I'm going to hang up.
You little floozy. That's not your phone. That's Roy's phone. You need to get out of his house.
I swear, Carol.
No, no,
there's nobody
no,
here.
No.
I would never cheat on
there
you.
Is... You're... Carol. Whatever your name is.
Hey, how does she know my name?
I don't know either one of you.
Roy,
can you hear me?
How does she know my name?
Can you hear me, ma'am? He just said your name.
I want to know how she knows my name.
I'm telling you.
Ma'am.
Carol, your voice is starting to echo. It's really weird.
Would you listen a minute, please?
Oh, wait, I think I hear her too. Carol, are you still there?
Would you all listen a minute, please? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Carol, is that you?
Somehow.
Carol?
No, it's not.
Carol,
no, it's not
why
Carol.
Do you sound like...
Well, I'm not Carol. I'm trying to tell you that somehow your phone call to her got tied in with my phone.
You know what,
and I'm
Roy?
A stranger to you.
We're through. We're through.
I'm going to hang up.
Like, you got that... Like, just have fun with your little floozy over there.
Carol,
is that
can
Rose?
You hear me?
Is that Rosemary? That sounds like Rosemary.
Who am I talking to?
Well, what are you doing on our line, Rosemary? I'm your neighbor.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You shouldn't be on my phone.
Somehow your call got hooked into my phone. Too.
What are you doing over at Rose? What are you doing over at Roy's house? Like you have no
I'm
business.
Not.
You have no business being
I'm
at
not.
Roy's house.
I'm not.
Then how are you?
I'm in my own home. I'm in my own home.
Roy, like, I told you one more time and we're through.
Carol.
I swear, Rosemary meant nothing to me, Carol. It was just a one-time thing.
Hello?
It'll never happen again, I promise.
me and Rosemary, we got caught up in the heat of the moment, and you know,
what is this crap?
One thing led to another, and next thing you know,
we're just going at it.
Yeah, I've heard all of this before, Roy. Like, I'm finished. It's over. I'm gonna hang up on you.
No, please don't do that because you're choosing him wrongly.
Come on, Carol. Please, just give me one more chance.
You're accusing him wrongly.
Rosemary wasn't even a good lay.
Why are you doing this, whatever your name is?
Is that you asking me why I'm doing this, or is that Rosemary? It's hard to tell you two apart.
That was Rosemary. Like, you should know, she's right there at your house.
No, I am in my own home, and somehow all our phones got connected.
She's just now leaving. She's getting dressed.
Jeez. Who are you kidding? He's lying, Carol.
Rosemary, look, the gig is up. She knows about us. We just need to come clean.
Yeah.
You are a disgusting man, Roy. You're disgusting. I can't believe.
I'm beginning to agree with you, Carol. I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye.
You don't even have to leave his house. Just stay over there. Okay, there she goes.
Good old Rosemary. I almost want to play this other one. It's called Carol and Peggy's High School Rivalry, but nah. Oh, man, there's four of them, too. There's like a Leonora's Cactus is Ready. I remember that one being great. Shit, I should play one of these. I don't know. We're almost done here. We've just got like a few more videos left that are from this past year. So which one's it going to be? I'm going to play the Leonora's Cactus is Ready one. And then I think we might just have one more left after that. Here it is. Here's Leonora's Cactus.
Hello?
This better be about hiding a dead body. Otherwise, I don't want to know from you.
What? I'm sorry. I'm calling from the Walmart. I was calling about your cactus. It's ready.
My what?
I'm sorry. Who is this? My name is Leonora.
Oh, hey, Leonora. It's Roy from the Walmart. Your cactus is ready.
Okay, that's great. Hello?
Is there two people? Are there two people on the... I'm calling from the Walmart. Is there two people on the line? I'm a little confused here.
There shouldn't be. This is my house phone.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but you've reached Leonora.
No, you have not. I am Leonora, so I don't know who the hell you are, but I don't appreciate you impersonating me.
I'm not impersonating anyone. You're impersonating me. What are you doing on my phone line?
Is my phone line. Give me your date of birth then, honey.
Look, I don't know who either. I'm just calling for Leonora about the cactus. It's at Walmart, it's ready. You can come pick it up whenever you're ready. So
order a cactus.
I ordered the cactus because I am the
Walmart
real...
Walmart is this?
I am the real Leonora. I ordered the cactus.
No, you're not. You're not.
Ma'am, maybe we just have the same name.
I find that hard to believe. What's your date of birth?
Why are you on my phone line?
This is my phone line. What's your phone number?
This is my phone line. My phone rang. And you're
no,
on
my
here.
My phone rang.
And you're talking about dead bodies or something. Like, I think you're some kind of a scam artist.
No, I'm not. I'd like to know who it is that's impersonating me and calling me on my home phone.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to bother both of you, but...
Which Walmart is this?
Whoever had the cactus at Walmart...
Which Walmart are you?
Okay, ma'am, you don't have to yell at me. I'm just calling
I'm not yelling. I'm asking a question. What Walmart are
you? Okay, I'm just calling to let the real Leonora that the cactus is ready, and she said that's fine, and I can just let you both go now, and you can... Figure it out.
Which Walmart is this?
It's the one that you came and ordered the cactus from. You came here in person and paid for it already.
No,
so it's ready to be picked up.
Someone is impersonating me and I don't appreciate it.
No, you're impersonating me, lady. I don't know who the hell you are.
I need to get the fuck
off of my phone line.
No, you need to get the fuck off of mine, honey, and you need to stop stealing other people's identity.
This has been my name since birth. Where do you live?
Where are you? I'm in Connecticut. Where are you?
I'm in Connecticut, too. I'm on road.
You're not on road, sweetheart. I'm standing right here on Cut it out.
You are full of shit, ma'am. I don't...
No, you are full of shit. I will track you down.
I don't know what you're trying to pull here, but I just want to get my cactus. That's all.
Unbelievable. You've already given her too much information. No, she's already got it. She's claiming to
be at
my address. What's your husband's name?
My husband's name is Charles.
So, yeah, so, no. No. What's your date of birth?
Quit asking me. What are you, an identity thief? Stop asking me so many questions.
No, you are, and I will find you. Trust me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what game you're playing, sweetie. I really don't.
I ordered a cake. Is Walmart still on the line? Like, who do you have on the line? Is that someone there?
No, ma'am. That's nobody here. That's on your end.
Well, it's not on my end. She's not in my house.
No, it's on my end.
She's saying she lives at my address.
Yeah, good luck.
She's
full step out your door. Go
she's
ahead.
Full of
Come
crap.
On. What do you, no, what do you are.
What, are you threatening me now? I just want to go
no,
to Walmart.
No, I'm telling you to step out your door. If that's who you are,
I will
come
step
on.
Out my door. I'm going to step out my go door and go to Walmart and pick up my damn cactus.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go to the Walmart over in... Good. I'll meet you there.
Oh, now this is just weird. Like, you better not cause any problems. I just go in there to
no,
get my
you
cactus.
You better stop causing problems. I don't know who you are, but I will find out.
Well, if you two are going to fight, you need to stay out of our store. Because, you know, this is Walmart. We can't have this kind of thing going on here.
Yeah, no, this is called identity theft. But if that's the case, like I said, I will find out.
You're the identity thief. You're the fake Leonora.
So,
I'm the real one.
No. Yeah, keep dreaming.
You probably don't even have a cactus.
Let me tell you where I'm going to put that cactus on you, sweetie. Go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead. Tell me. Tell me where you're going to put it.
Oh, meet me there. Go ahead. Meet me at the customer service desk.
I think your husband's right. You need to shut the fuck up and get off the phone, lady.
No, you need to shut the fuck up.
Because you're
I
saying,
will definitely report you.
Well, you're saying your husband's name is Charles, and my husband's name is Charles.
Yeah, no, you are a fake person.
I am not a fake person. This has been my name since birth. Who are you to say that I'm a fake person?
You are a fake person.
And you live at my address.
This is a scam. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead with what? I'm going to Walmart right now.
I can't wait.
Okay, well, you need to stay the fuck out of the cactus department, because I'm going there to get my cactus.
Go ahead. I'll see you there.
Okay.
I love that Leonora probably went to Walmart and hung out by the cactuses waiting for this fake her to come by so she could confront her. That sounds hilarious. All right, so there's one more call here on the YouTube that is from this year. The rest of it's just a bunch of old shit. We've got a ice cream truck prank call, and I can't remember who suggested this, but he's like, you should just call up people with an ice cream truck song going in the background and pretend you're an ice cream truck driver for no apparent reason. So that's what this call is. This is the worst ice cream. Oh, hello. Hello, Judy?
Yeah.
It's Roy. I'm driving the ice cream truck in your neighborhood.
I don't. What do? I don't understand why you're calling.
I drive the ice cream truck in the neighborhood. I was wondering, like, every time I drive by your house, Chris keeps like looking out the window and giving me snake eyes. Can you please tell him to stop doing that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your husband?
I have no idea. Just a second. Let me turn the water off. I was just going to take a shower. What are you talking about?
Turn off the TV, too. It's hard to hear you.
Are you, first of all?
This is Roy. I drive the ice cream truck around the neighborhood. I'm like...
I didn't even know that we had an ice cream truck.
Well, I can drive anywhere I want. It's, you know, it's just go around.
Okay. Well, what's the point of the call?
Every time I drive by your house, Chris always comes up to the window and he gives me snake eyes. And, like, last week when I came by, he winked his butthole at me. I was just wondering
if... He did what?
He winked his butthole...
What did you say he did?
He winked his butthole at me, and that's not cool. You know, I'm a Christian man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that he would do things like this. Can you just ask him to please...
Chris does nothing ridiculous.
Oh, I think it's...
He is a very proper man. I don't know about any ice cream truck.
Okay, well, every time Chris knows about the ice cream truck, is he there? Or can you just ask him?
No, but he will be very soon, and I'll definitely tell him about this.
Can you just tell him not to wink his butthole at me whenever I drive by? Because that's...
I don't understand what you're saying about a bubble. What are you talking about?
A bubble? It's every time I walk by, he's either... He gives me snake eyes, he flips me off.
What the hell are snake eyes?
It's the thing.
I don't even know what you're talking. It's like you're from another planet. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's the thing that
I've never seen an ice cream truck here. Chris would not do anything like that. He would be fine
if there was an ice cream truck here for anybody who wanted ice cream or who isn't diabetic.
Okay.
Or there are no children here for an ice cream truck.
Oh, we have diabetic ice cream. You know, like, don't good, exclude
good,
the diabetics.
Good, good, really exciting. Thank you. We eat very well here.
Okay.
Okay, and but, Chris is no such thing. And your name is Roy?
Yeah, I've been driving the ice cream truck here for over a year. And I don't know if he has a problem with me me personally or if he just doesn't like ice cream trucks. But
Jesus, you are a riot. He runs a business. He is a professional man that still runs a business. He owns two pro shops.
So he thinks...
He is not going to be concerned about an ice cream truck.
Okay, well, you don't need to, like, minimalize what I do. You know, I perform an important service.
I'm not you are pissing me off is what you're doing.
Well,
I taught school for 25 years in Miami, and I know when something sounds very strange.
Think about how I feel. Think about how I feel every time I drive by, Chris winks his butthole at me.
What is rinsing? I don't understand that about a bubble. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Ask Chris what I'm talking about, because every time I drive by, he winks his butthole at me. And it's not cool. I'm a Christian.
Oh, my God. You have a problem.
Well, Chris has
am going to talk to the people about you being in your ice cream truck around here.
This is
the most ridiculous and actually very, very funny. We're going to a very large party.
It's not funny.
And I am going to mention this to everybody because he has many, many friends here.
What kind of party
are you? We never do anything like that. We don't even know what that means.
Now you're just bragging about going to parties. Like you think the ice cream truck driver
can... Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
What? Why do you keep interrupting me with your yelling?
Wait a minute.
I was trying to make a point.
I interrupted you?
Yeah, I was trying to tell you about parties and how I can get to a party.
Oh, my
just,
God.
See, there you go again.
Oh, my God, I've never seen anything like this. We lived in Miami 40 years.
Oh,
I've
you know what?
Never.
I'll show you something. I'll show you something you've never seen anything like.
I'm going to report you to the police. I'm going to report you.
Hey, I've got a picture. I've got a picture on my camera phone of Chris winking his butthole at me. Speaking of seeing.
Bye, asshole.
So there we go. That's the very last one on the YouTube machine. I hope you've all enjoyed watching YouTube with me. Please try to remember that episode 500 is far superior to this episode, and you should definitely listen to that one. Listen to episode 500 of the Snowplow Show. That's the one where I take the best of the past 5 years or so, and they were all calls suggested by the listeners instead of me just playing my YouTube at you. But thank you, everybody, in this thread here on Facebook for the suggestion, so I wasn't just playing my YouTube. Oh, look, here's another one, a brand new one from Mike, and it's from 2015. Mike, you fucking idiot! Don't you know how to listen to instructions? Did you not even read the original post? I said stuff from the past year. Is 2015 from the past year? God damn it! Okay, I'm sorry, Mike. I shouldn't have yelled at you like that, but god damn it, you fucking idiot. I think we're gonna skip voicemails today, because I've been recording for about 3 hours now, and who wants to hear voicemails after all of this? We'll just come back to those on episode 601. So thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Ernie M., Synthhead, Teen Wolf Jesus, Brennan, and The Real Crazy Kraz. If you sign up to be a supporter of the show on patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support, you get an extra show every week called The Hobosode. I should do a Best of Hobosode show. You know what? In fact, let's see if this one's from the past year. Yes, it is. Laugh Track Rachel. That was an amazing hobosode from back in February of this year. Some employee of a Wendy's gave me the phone numbers of every employee at the Wendy's, and I prank called every single one of them on this hobosode. This is an hour and 16 minutes long. But halfway through, I call up this employee named Rachel, and she just thinks it's really funny. And I end up keeping her on as the co-host for the rest of the show. And I'm going to play a clip. I don't know where to start, really. I'm just going to go, I don't know, two-thirds of the way in,
Roy.
I guess. And see what's happening.
What are you talking about?
So
So that's Rachel laughing right there. We both had a lot of fun in this episode. It's the only hobosode where I've had a co-host, but I want to try and find one of the calls that we made to her co-workers, because she would always give me backstories on the co-workers and stuff. It was great.
Hello?
Hello, Ray?
Yes?
Ray, it's Scott from the Wendy's.
Oh, hello.
Hey, how you doing? How you holding up?
Pretty good.
That's good. How's the new job and all that?
I don't have one.
Oh. Sorry. Hey, we found your stash here.
My what?
Your stash? Like hidden up in the ceiling tiles? It's no big deal or anything, but can you come pick this up? So I guess on this one, Rachel probably told me that this Ray guy no longer works there, so I was able to be prepared for him. I'm assuming that's what happened, and I didn't fuck this prank up, I guess.
I don't have a stash.
We can't have this kind of stuff here. Hopefully this is funny. Premises. Can you just come and get it?
I don't have a stash.
No, it's cool. Like, you don't have to pretend that it's not yours.
And that should be a sound clip. I don't have a stash. I should clip that right now, but I'm not going to.
Because it's not like we can get rid of you or anything. Could you just come in and pick it up?
I don't have a stash.
look, it's not a big... You're not in trouble. We're not, like, you know, it's... You don't have to...
You guys can't blame that. I don't have a stash.
Well, who's...
Thank you.
It has your name on it.
That's a setup.
No, it's not.
I don't have a stash. Nice try.
What do you mean, nice try? It's not... I just... He hung up. I love that he just kept saying, I don't have a stash. Like a mustache.
You're right.
Does he have a mustache?
He used to.
Because, you know, it'd be funnier to picture him saying that with a mustache. So Rachel,
okay, next on the
is amazing. She just giggles throughout the entire thing. And really, that's what the hobosodes are missing, having a laugh track run throughout them. If you're not a supporter, I suggest being a supporter right now just so you can listen to the episode of Laugh Track Rachel. That's hobosode number 161. Over the past year, it looks like I've done about 70 hobosodes, and that comes out to about 32 hours of material just from this past year. There's a couple more years before that also, but 32 hours over the past year of hobosodes, and Laugh Track Rachel has got to be one of the better ones. I don't know if that I don't have a stash call was the funniest one, probably not, but I don't want to sit here and go through an hour of this hobosode to try and find the best one. So I'm just going to suggest that you sign up for the hobosodes and find it yourself, listen to the whole thing. And if you're already a supporter, thank you, but also you should go back and listen to Laugh Track Rachel right now, especially if you're a new supporter and you haven't gotten up to that episode yet. Go listen to it right now. It's amazing. All right, thank you, everybody, for listening to this show, especially if you made it all the way through this really long show. I'd like to apologize for phoning it in on this episode, but I didn't want to let you down and just do another episode of the same old thing. It's got to be a best of every 100 episodes.
Snake eyes.
What? Sensei Doug. Looking at me. Just stop looking at me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have ninja eyes. I'm Sensei. Sensei fucking Doug.
Okay, fucking Doug. Have a good day.
Oh, you're going to curse at me now. You're going to curse at me now. Sensei Doug.
You're not Sensei Doug.
I am.
You're batshit crazy dude Doug.